Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
All right, we had our fantasy draft Saturday, and there is major, major controversy.
Mike,
and the season hasn't even begun yet.
I told you, there's not going to be a controversy.
I told him, I was joking with one of my friends,
and I told ESPN, F you, and F your families, too, there's not going to be a controversy, too.
What an endeavor.
Quote the great Charles Barkley.
So many people are into this fantasy football, and you have to have one day where you draft. It's the key to the whole season, where you
Saturday morning
draft your players.
Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we all got together upstairs in the conference room. You know, we're doing it like... You know how on ESPN on draft day when they have the cameras in what they call the war room?
We had our own war room up there in the big conference room.
Wow. Oh, but listen, before we start talking about you and me.
Yes.
Wasn't the funniest thing EB?
Oh, EB dressed in a business suit.
Okay, EB's one of the sports junkies, the lads that do the show after us.
Right.
A good show. Everybody that came to the draft, all the guys that were there in person, a couple people were on the phone, everybody was decidedly... casual. Everybody had shorts on, t-shirts. Mike had his standard golf outfit on. Mm-hmm. Everybody was casual. EB came in, and keep in mind, this is a guy that wears, you know, a dirty t-shirt and a diaper to work most days.
He wears sweats most of the time.
Yeah.
He came in with a black suit, a fine white shirt that had obviously just been pressed.
Yeah, really, you know, designer shirt with a tie.
Mm-hmm. Power tie. Did you check out his briefcase?
He had a briefcase.
Okay.
I looked over at him and I said, "Why are you dressed like this?" And he said, "I just want everybody in this room to know that I'm serious."
That was his answer.
Man. That broke up the room. Everybody cracked up. I want everybody in this room to know that I am serious.
And we took him serious.
Well, everybody. Yeah,
I'll tell you. He was wearing that suit.
Let me tell you something. It was a serious room. It was a serious, serious room. Oh, I'll tell you, it was fantasy football. And for God's sake, don't be 5 minutes late or you'll get screwed.
8 minutes late. And
well, I got here. I was getting stuff out of the car. I was...
Walked in the room at 8 after.
I was 7 minutes. It was 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. 7 minutes after 10
8
o'clock.
8 by my watch, but I will compromise and give you 7.
And in that 7 minutes time, Buzz...
Yes?
They had not only started the draft without me...
Oh, my.
And incidentally, I have the number 4 pick.
Oh.
But they had blasted through not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7, not 8, not 9... 10 picks
wow.
in that 7 minutes. They had started the draft,
Time out.
They had gone through 10 picks.
Time out.
I was absolutely screwed.
Time out. First, I'd like to say that last year during the draft,
yes,
when JP was unavailable, we blew right by his pick.
Last year on the draft, we, of course, were doing an on-air broadcast, and it was stressed to everybody that we go on the air sharply at a certain time.
Well, I think it was stressed everybody. We started at 10 o'clock.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't. If it was, it would have been 10 o'clock sharp.
If it was 10:07, you would have been on time.
Well, if it was 10 o'clock sharp, and I'm sorry that I was bringing a jug of Bloody Marys for the entire crew. I was basically doing the beverage catering for the event, and that is why I took the time. The 3 minutes that
I brought
took,
cigars for everybody, and I was there on time.
Well,
Mike.
It's a heck of a lot different bringing cigars and walking into a humidor, opening a case, and getting cigars out than it is mixing an entire, like, army full of Bloody Marys. For everybody. So I was late.
Let me just say,
I was 7 minutes late.
If last year you had not been the domino
yes.
that started the House of Cards crumbling last year.
And I should point out there was one individual.
I would have been there with you.
There was only one individual that I was truly concerned with. And when I walked in, you looked up at me and said, hey, you got hosed. Two picks. You lost your first two picks. And it's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock, and everybody in the room, to a man, to a man, this room full of men, is all looking looking up at me with the eyebrows up, you know, by their hairline going, hey, you know. And everybody had that kind of attitude. And so I walk in and I'm like,
you know, you're going to pin this on me, but it's not like you had any great supporters in there who said, listen, let's stop and wait for Mike. Well, everybody wanted the chance to move up one notch in the draft.
There's only there's only one way of handling this. You either sit down and you take your medicine, or you get up. And I had a moment there where I wasn't sure. Because, I mean, I come in, I'm carrying a whole bag of ice over my shoulder, and I'm carrying the Bloody Marys, and I'm carrying my little draft sheet, and I walk in, and I get hit with this news. With nobody in that room says anything other than Charlie, who looks at me and says, And then Don says to me, you got hosed. Your first two picks are gone. And then everybody kind of, you know when somebody's really embarrassed about something and feels bad about it and feels like they've screwed somebody but they really don't want to own up to it? Everybody looks down and starts shuffling their papers around. Everybody all of a sudden gets really... Now, later on in the draft...
I looked at you. Come on, I looked at you. I didn't look down.
You were taking such joy in it that, of course, you looked at me. You were the one that I understand. Later on, after I did some intelligence work, I understand that you're going, come on, everybody, pick. Pick as fast as you can. Pick as fast as you can.
Well,
I would lose my fourth pick.
Like it takes a lot of time to take Brett Favre with the first pick, right? I said the cakes. Why wait the 3 minutes? Go ahead, take him. EB, who are you taking? Cordell. Good. Number three, who's that? Terrell Davis. Beautiful. Number four. Mike's not here.
There it goes.
That's how it went.
There is the rub right there.
What did I say to you on Saturday when we discussed this? I said, Brunel, man. It's all about Brunel. I thought I was going to get some retard like Brad Johnson.
Yeah.
I got Brunel.
This is the competition as it stands. This is ruthless, cutthroat. In my humble opinion...
Now, you didn't totally get horrid because you have a good team.
Well, that is only... Let me just say that the only reason I have a good team is that I was able to stabilize and have the presence of mind to sit down, and which I also later heard was was a respected move that I sat down and I didn't just blow up. I was that close. I walked in, and I'm psyched about this. Do you know how many... I mean, guys have been planning 2 months for this draft.
Guys have been planning for 2 months, which means 10 o'clock.
Right.
Be here at 10 o'clock. And I'll say one thing else before you whore me out.
Yes.
That I did say, let's call him and get his pick on the telephone. However, nobody knows your new car phone number. And as it turns out, you don't know what your car phone number is either.
I didn't know the car phone number. And, you know, and I'll tell you, when I walked in...
No, I'll tell you this, too. I was praying that if we would call, it would say, like, you know... The cellular customer you've called is not in the area. I was kind of hedging my bets there.
You should have seen the looks on these people's faces, Buzz. I mean, everybody was sitting there giving me this look like, you know, knowing, yes, we have just screwed you, but we're going to pretend like it's just sort of matter of fact, even though this, to the best of my knowledge...
10 o'clock start time.
To the best of my knowledge, this is A social event. This is basically fun, and also my money is as green as everybody else, and the entry fee.
You're not competitive about this.
Is steep. I'm very competitive about this.
So it's not so much fun.
It is. It's only fun. I mean, this is done for fun. In my opinion, this is done for fun. In other people's opinion, this is serious business.
See, this is where you have selective when you want to be competitive. If it was golf, then you would say, well, that's serious business, because it's fantasy football,
right?
It's not serious business, but listen, I got Brunel, so...
Well, the thing is, I was screwed. I know I was screwed. Everybody in that room knows I was screwed. Yeah. So
no, you were late. You got to take a little responsibility for that.
No, I was screwed. You know I was screwed. And I was so screwed, it was incredible. And I was only screwed because I was late.
If this was a team meeting, you would have been cut from the team.
It's not a team meeting, boys. This is... let me say the word. Fantasy!
Okay, hold on.
Fantasy!
Then why last year, if you're so lighthearted about it, and if it's all fun and games... Why did you whore the league out by bringing money into it last year.
Because it doesn't matter. It's fantasy.
Oh, if it doesn't matter, then it doesn't matter if you have the fourth pick or the tenth pick.
It doesn't matter, but as far as fantasy, I was 5 minutes late, and I got
seven minutes late.
That is the bottom line here, that I got screwed by the entire league.
Listen, hold on.
And in particular, you, because
and
I
what
was
did
told
I tell
that you,
you
hustled that thing along as
what
fast
did I tell
as
you?
Possible.
If you hadn't have done that thing with the league last year, I would have been there with you.
Yeah, well, I did that thing with the league with the, where you're talking about the money that I bought the player with.
Yes.
That's right. I did that. I stand by that.
One more thing.
Yes, sorry, there were no rules against it.
And then I stand against the rule 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing. Please be honest. Let's say EB wasn't there at 10 o'clock.
Right.
And you had the chance to move up, and EB was on his way in. You be honest with me. Would you have sat there and said, let's all wait for EB, or would you have said, hey, screw him, let's move on, because that would mean that you could get the number three pick instead of the number four pick.
You know something? With EB, I probably would have said, let's move on, because I know he didn't care that much. With Cakes, I would have said, wait till 10:30, because if we'd done that to Cakes would have had a meltdown, because he waited 2 months putting this thing together. And I walked in. The thing that killed me, here's what really killed me.
You really?
I walk into this thing, and the looks on people's faces, and I just made the decision right there. I might as well sit down and deal with this, because my first reaction was just to say, F it, walk out of the room and say, you know, take my Bloody Marys with
you
me.
You can say all that you want about me being a kingpin or this, and yes, I did say, let's move it along. There was a vote.
Yes.
And it was unanimous to move along, except for
Crickety. Crickety did
except
not vote. Crickety, the friend of JB,
that guy's a retard, though.
Well, but he was, I'll tell you, there were a lot of non-retards in there that I would have expected just 2 minutes of consideration, just to hang out and wait.
We gave you seven minutes of consideration.
Yeah, 7 minutes of consideration. No, technically, that draft, in order for that many picks, 10 picks to be made that quick, that draft started at 10 o'clock sharp, and then bam, 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 bam.
Because
I thought there were 3 minutes a pick, but nobody.
You don't have
to
take 3 minutes because Cakes knew who he wanted.
Especially when somebody in the room is going, go, go! I want to get Brunel. Let's go as fast as we possibly can.
Right.
We got to make sure. And then my pick. So I lost my fourth pick. The first round. My first round pick was gone. See you later.
You were late.
No. You know, and I stayed anyway. I stayed anyway, and I said, you know.
And we're all glad that you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you are.
Come on, we are.
I know. It ended up being a rather pleasant afternoon, but I'll tell you right now, and I threw a team together. I put a team together. I think I got a pretty good pick.
Good.
Because they were so magnanimous. What they decided to do is, even though they were going to move to the next round and I wasn't going to get my pick until 21st, they decided that they would vote again, have one of these votes, and decide to let me pick 12th in the round, be the last one to
last
get in
the first round.
And for that, I said, thank you all very much.
He gave us all the finger and said thank you very much
for your consideration.
Thank you, voters. Thank you. Thank you for watching, and good night.
You know, the thing is, I was told after the fact that the people didn't even want to sit next to me because they were worried that I was going to have some kind of meltdown when this happened.
Sure. Gee, why would they think that, Mike?
Well, I stayed, and I thought I took it like a man.
Yeah.
You know I took it like a man.
I know you did.
I'll tell you, I was ticked, and I'm still mad, in case anybody can tell. I'm still very upset. I'm all very upset with the way this draft started out.
Well,
but
we were all there.
But the number 12 pick was mine, and I got Steve Young. I got Steve Young,
right.
and it's not what I wanted. I wanted Barry Sanders, which, oddly enough, was taken by Jeff Schrinsky in the number 4 slot. That player, I will always believe, belongs to H. Wayne O'Mara. That's the way I look at it. Here he is in my stable. I want to go on record here.
Let me ask
you. Wait. I want to tell you something.
Yeah,
I want to tell you something right now.
Right,
I want to tell this league.
Right 7 minutes late.
I will tell you right now. I don't, as far as I'm concerned with the way this season started,
yeah,
I don't care what I have to do, but I am going to do everything in my power to make sure that I win this year. I want a pot. I want to win a pot, weekly pot. I want to make sure that I win the league.
Just
I don't care. I don't care what. Well, I'm going to do everything
what I mean is,
in my power to win this
just
league.
Just don't take the league with money.
I'm not going to do it. If that's one of the rules of the league.
It's one of the rules. It's called the O'Mara rule.
I will tell you right now. And a rule, incidentally, that was not on the books last year.
Yeah.
And that's why I was able to do that last year and pay for the player, because there was no rule about money. As a matter of fact,
Mike, there was no rule that said you can come in any time you want.
No, there was no rule. It was also...
It was an unspoken gentleman's agreement.
There it is.
That we'd be there at 10 o'clock.
Unspoken. Unspoken. Oh. I thought there was just a little bit of flexibility.
When you watch the NFL draft...
It's not the NFL draft. It's a bunch of idiots sitting around a conference table. That's not the NFL draft.
You're contradicting yourself, because it's not, then why are you having such a hard-on about it?
Because I was hurt. I was deeply hurt. I was hurt to my marrow, and I was screwed. And, hey, I'll get over it. Maybe. But, I mean, I was embarrassed. I told you. I was embarrassed when I came in because, I mean, you walk in and all of a sudden, it's not just that that's happened, but everybody's staring at you, waiting for your reaction.
Right, because you're late.
You know, everybody's waiting for the reaction to see
you're
what
like
happened.
Everybody else was there by 9:45.
But you know something? If EB and Cakes and JB, all those sports junkie guys were in there, I'm saying to myself, I wonder if they would have done that to one of their own. And from you and from Charlie, I expected just a little bit more. Just a little bit more, you know? They get it. And so now the rules are off.
This is such crap. Because if you and I are playing a game, whether we're playing cards or whether we're playing the name game.
Ask me the question if the shoe had been on the other foot, if I would have done it to you.
Would you have done it to me?
Not in a million years.
You're a liar.
Now you're going to make me mad. I would not have done that to you. There is no way I would have done that to you.
Because you had the number 4 pick. What do you care?
It's not that I didn't care. I just would have said, let's wait, let's hang out. And nobody, you know something? If it had been you... It wouldn't have even been a point of discussion because nobody would have brought it up. I mean, if you were there like at 10:30 or 10:45...
Great thing about being me. I'm sorry about that, Mike.
Okay, tough guy. But let me tell you right now, I wouldn't have done it to you. That's it. That's a fact. You know that I'm telling the truth.
I want to win.
That's the truth.
I want Brunel.
That's fine. I'm just saying I wouldn't have done it to you.
I got what I want. Now, listen. You know, if God will make things right, then, you know, Mark Brunel will be killed in an auto accident or something tonight.
Well, I just...
I think he's going all the way, and the Jags are going to the Super Bowl, and I think I'm going to win the Fantasy League this year.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
I got such a money team. My God, I'm so deep. Money. I'm so good. Mark Brunel, quarterback. Listen to these wide receivers. Chris Carter, Jake Reed, Andre Rison, J.J. Stokes, Quinn Early. Forget about it. Tight end, Mark Chamora. Ooh, baby.
Steve Young. Curtis Martin, G. Smith, I got a good team too. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
I'm very excited about this league. I'm going to do very well. I wouldn't have stayed in that room if I didn't want to play. I want to play. And starting from a handicap, a disadvantage by the number 12 pick. You don't think having going from the number 4 pick to the number 12 pick is a disadvantage? You tell me you don't think it is.
You tell me that you couldn't have, at 9:55, picked up the phone and called in and said, fellas, if we had heard something from you, I swear to God, you want to know the truth there? Then we would have waited.
Didn't think I needed to do that. That's the way I look at it, too. That's the way it is. And that's I understand. Hmm? So that's no problem.
I just remember Tex last year.
Mm-hmm.
Turned the league upside down.
Yeah.
You did.
That's why I won the league.
You didn't win the league.
No, I didn't win the league. I didn't turn the league upside down. I didn't make any big deal. The guy that won the league is the commissioner.
Right, I'm pissed at him too.
All right, good. Just remember who won the league. I didn't.
I know Charlie Broyhill won the league.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about Boris Yeltsin firing his cabinet? You should hear the crap that Broyhill's doing back there. Listen, it was also very selective when the time started, because according to Broyhill, when we really got into it, when everybody was really into making the picture, it was supposed to be 60 seconds.
Right.
Everybody would sit around and go, "Come on, come on, come on! Where's the pick?" And Broyhill would say, "The pick starts when I hit my stopwatch."
It was amazing.
Makes it taste good.
I'll tell you right now, it actually started out with that moment of tension, but it actually ended up being quite a nice little party. We actually had a very good time. Well, we had a wonderful time. I brought the Bloody Marys, and everybody, most of the people enjoyed the Bloody Marys, and it was a pretty nice afternoon. And, it was all right.
Yeah. I had a great time.
I'm glad.
I got Brunel.
I'm effing happy for you, man.
I got Brunel, man.
Good. I'm so glad.
Good. I'm happy that you're happy for me. The fact that you're happy for me makes me happier.
Well, I'm lying. I'm not happy that you got Brunel. I wish you got...
That makes me happy, too.
I know it does. I know. That's good. See, you're happy both ways.
I'm happy no matter what.
You're happy no matter what. And that's fantastic. And that's great. And I'm happy that you're happy no matter what. Good for you. Congratulations. Be happy. Make somebody else happy. There you go.
Okay?
Enjoy.
Okay.
F you.
Hey. All right. F you, you were late.
Good. Good.
Maybe next time you'll be on time.
Absolutely.
Right. Maybe you will be.
I remember I said the last thing I said, I was going to keep it light, but I can't. I can't keep it light. I was too pissed.
Go ahead.
Too angry about it.
Too angry. Should have been there on time.
It was embarrassing. It was disgusting. It sucked.
It stunk.
It sucked.
Was it diddly poo?
It was diddly poo. Embarrassed. Embarrassed for my team. Embarrassed for my family. My coworkers. It sucked.
Happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked. The second half, we just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half.
Right,
horse
Jim.
I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed.
That's it.
Right. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job.
Right.
We got our ass kicked in that second half.
Tag Hoyer did an awful job. What's your watch?
Oh, my watch. Seiko. Seiko, thank you very much.
Listen, we have 10 winners that we want to mention right now. The 10 people that will be having breakfast tomorrow morning.
Yes, yes. Okay, I'm fine now.
Lutard at Planet Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be late!
Mm-hmm.
Be on time for this breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Don't be late, because they might just cancel the whole thing, and you'll lose your chance to get your picture taken with the ape.
We want to thank Tom Simmons, Carl Holt, Robert Barber, Stephen Johnson, Jesse Metzger, George Reeder, Allison Schneider, Cynthia Marinaro, Jacqueline Clark, and Scott Lippenholtz. They are all going to have breakfast with Lewis the Retard tomorrow at Planet Hollywood for the big Planet of the Apes show, and to get to watch Planet of the Apes and get to have their pictures taken with a monkey and all kinds of stuff. So thank you to all of them.
Good.
And we will do that again before the end of today's show.
Good, good.
Okay.
Hope they're in a fantasy football league. I hope they have a fun time in a fantasy football league.
Oh. I'm sure they'll show up.
In all seriousness, I did, in my humble opinion, put together a rather decent team, even though I was, as some have said, visibly shaken at the beginning. But because you don't, not only, let me just say this, the last thing I'm going to say on the subject. Not only are you completely, like, was I sitting there going, oh my God, I mean, you really went ahead and did it.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, you got to keep your place and know who's going to who, and their papers all over the place, and they're this. And last year is the first year I ever did. I didn't even know what was going on this year. Well, I put a little more time into it and had my little draft board.
All right.
And you get totally confused, but I composed myself. I got Steve Young. I got Curtis Martin. I actually put together a decent team. And Steve Young, stay healthy. Stay healthy and take your team to the Super Bowl.
He had a big thing of ice on his hand yesterday.
I watched the highlights, and they go, and hey, Steve Young, here's another throw, a touchdown pass from Steve Young. Of course. Late in the game, and I'm sitting there, and I go, what was it?
There's that word again.
Yes.
Late.
Late. Yeah, okay, I got your late. Oh, right here for your late. Well, that's enough of that. I got that out of my system. I certainly have been whining enough about it, and I will stop that now, because it is only a fantasy league, and I have to remind myself that it's only a fantasy league.
As you've said.
Fantasy league that right now I want to win more than any golf tournament I've ever played in before.
Good.
Well, sort of. No, I'd much rather win a golf tournament than the fantasy league.
And see, that's the difference. I'd much rather win the fantasy league.
I know.
That's what I said to you on Saturday. I said it would be like if we're competing in golf,
mm-hmm.
and if it was a head-to-head match,
yeah.
and if I had some rule infraction or something.
Right.
I know you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how long we've been working together, if we're best friends. You would say to me, hey, you know, F you can't play the ball there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're late. And I got Brunel, so, you know. Come on, buddy.
All right.
I'll get over it. Buddy.
It shouldn't bother me that much. I was wrestling with this for a long time. Why is this bothering me? Some questions will never be answered. I know your wife.
Saturday afternoon when I got home, Bart said, Uncle Mike called. He's mad.
Mm-hmm. At that point, I was so mad I had to call you. Because if I hadn't called you on Saturday, I don't know what the hell would have gone on here.
Oh, you do have to give some props to Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Even Bart busted your balls. Because like in the seventh round, I picked this guy Quinn early.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike was looking at his paper and said, who'd you pick? I said, early.
Right.
And Bart says, as in, You should have been here early today.
And I had to hold back there for just a second because there were other people around the table that they got a little of my wrath throughout the afternoon. But
yes, they did. Yeah, but how you doing, Julie? She was the...
Yeah, she said, look at him, he's so nervous. And that's when, I turned to my right. What was that? Nervous? Okay, excuse me. Bart, cover your ears.
Yo! Oh, there was a lot of that going on. Bart, cover your ears going
on. Let me tell you something. You know, in our...
Saturday.
In our fantasy draft, you know how you know you've done well?
Oh.
Is when you get when you're the recipient of an FU.
Yeah,
I actually got three during the draft, which told me that I was actually doing well.
Yeah.
Whereas last year...
Imagine how great you would have done if you would have been there on time. Just imagine. No, you know what? You got a good team.
Mm-hmm.
I got a good team. I think Cakes has a good team. Broyhill, I believe, was drinking before the draft. As I take a real good look at it, Charlie Broyhill's first pick overall was Eddie George, who was on the sideline Saturday night as well with a big ice pack around his foot.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I should point out that, he got all the way with his running back. Terrell Davis last year was his running back, and that's what won the league for him.
Didn't you sell him Terrell Davis? No, someone else sold him Terrell Davis, right?
H. Wayne was not involved in that transaction. And I just would like to say...
Oh, you're going
to
start talking about yourself in third person again now.
H. Wayne wishes that the money was involved in the league right now, because he'd have wheelbarrows full of cash right now to...
yeah.
But, I don't know, even if I could do it, I was kind of forced into that.
Take that money and buy a real big clock.
Yeah, I am chronically late. I am just constantly late. I am late. I'll tell you, I'm late to every show. I'm late to every appearance we do. I am a punctual person.
I know you are.
I am a punctual person.
I was surprised that you weren't there and why I said,
that's
hurry, hurry, hurry before he gets here.
There you go.
Hey, come
there.
On.
All right.
I want a Brunel, man.
You got him.
Ass.
You got Brunel.
Now listen to me, Mark Brunel, you son of a bitch. Play good! Play good, you bastard!
This is amazing.
Because
is...
all I got behind you is Chris Chandler. And that guy's like one hit away from eating baby food.
I have Steve Young, I have Dan Marino, and I have the rookie sensation from San Diego, Ryan Leaf. So we will see what happens with that.
Mm-hmm. Got that other retard quarterback, Danny Cannell, too. What was I thinking when I picked him?
You might not regret that pick. That pick might be okay.
That's just because you're a Giants fan.
Yeah, sure. I wanted Charles Way. I think your son picked up the running back from the Giants.
Yes, he did.
Charles Way.
Barney had a pretty good draft.
Yes, he did.
Drew Bledsoe, Elvis Gerback, Neil O'Donnell, Antonio Freeman, Terry Glenn.
Ooh, two good receivers.
That'll be the biggest bitch of all of my kid wins. Because, at the end of the year, it's $1,000.
Oh, my God.
What am I going to do if he wins that?
Yeah, there's a little more than just, social fun here. There is money involved. And every week, right? There's a pot, a significant pot, right?
Yes, I think it's $75 every week
for
the winner.
Whoever wins the first week.
Plus all the money that's thrown in for guys making trades and taking guys off IR and stuff.
Putting in your lineup late. There's a fee for that.
Yes, there is now.
There is a fee for that. Oh,
there is.
Yes.
Now, you were never guilty of that last year, and I was never guilty of that last year.
I think maybe once or twice I actually was. So, there's the pattern, Mr. Late. Mr. Late, gee, I hope I can show up. I hope I can show up for the rest of the week and make it in here on time. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, I'll be late getting up in the morning.
So that's how we spent Saturday.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, as you can tell.
At least the first 3 hours of Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to go home and paint the basement. And it was a great break when I heard, "Hey, Uncle Mike wants to scream at you on the phone for a little while."
did Bart? I actually had a chat with your son before he put you on the phone. And did he say, "I want to scream at you"?
No. He came downstairs and he said, "Dad, Uncle Mike's on the phone. I think he's mad."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, all right. He was late."
Fine.
Any Bloody Mary mix left?
Fine.
Okay, listen. That's enough of the fantasy stuff. Okay. For goodness sakes, Mike, we've got over 25 weeks to argue about that on this show every single Monday.
Absolutely. The world of fantasy football, something I got involved in for the first time last year.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to. You're gone. You're gone. Don't call me again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Quick.
I don't know that one.
They love the Arbotron. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
One last thing to say to you.
Yes.
About the draft.
Yes.
Are you ready for
some football?
Okay. I get the feeling.
Oh, my rally.
Hey, you think I hoard you. That not everybody hoard you. You think that just I hoard you.
No, I think everybody did whore me. I think there was one person in that room that could have changed the direction. Yeah. You were the power broker in that room.
Then I will say to you.
Yes.
Now. And I mean this, which is why I did not say it to you off the air.
Yes.
I will swap you, Mark Brunell, for Steve Young. If you think I hoard you, do it, because Mark Brunell's my number one player. And I told you I had Steve Young rated very high.
Hmm.
And that's not BS.
And you're doing that because?
Well, because you're such a baby. You made me feel bad.
Are you doing that? I mean, I think that if I wanted out, I would have walked out of the league. If I wanted to, like, say to Charlie, hey, I want to do everything,
yeah,
I would have said at that moment, I would have said,
but,
hey, stop it and let's do
see,
it.
When I talked to you on Saturday, it sounded like, when I said to you, you were mad at everybody. You weren't just mad at me. On Saturday, you were ready to kill everybody, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I was primarily, you know, I called you when I explained myself.
And I felt fine sharing the blame with the other 12 people in the room.
But for the reason you did say
that was true is that if I had said, let's stop and wait for Mike,
yeah,
everybody would have stopped and waited.
That was my point to you as far as, you know,
so,
everybody else, they were the lemmings. And as a matter of fact, to a certain extent, when I say, you know, the men in the room, that's directed towards everybody else because,
I know,
you know, they were kind of following on that thing.
You're my buddy, mm-hmm. and I thought about it, and it really, you know, it is fantasy football, but you know what? If you're that pissed, straight up, no crap, let's just swap Brunell for Young, and then, like, you know, then we'll be even because, you know, I said let's move on without Mike.
I appreciate the offer, and your offer of that is fine for me. That the fact that you offer that is just very nice, but I don't think it's necessary, and I think we can go ahead with the teams as they are. I think I got a good team. I think you've got a good team. And I wouldn't want to win. What if I won? What if I won with Mark Brunell and that you couldn't, as much as we are friends,
listen, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't throw a fit, though. I might off the air, but I wouldn't throw a fit on the air like you did.
So, I would not be able to,
not very often, Mike, that I humble myself, so please, take these 24 seconds and think about it now, because my offer will not be on the table past this break.
All right.
In an effort to make it right, even though you're late, and that's what I think, but, you know, that's all I can do. I can't make everybody else come back and redo the draft. But if you would like...
I certainly don't want that. I don't want to kill another Saturday doing that.
If you would like Brunell for Young, and as a matter of fact, if you don't mind, I insist on it.
Not necessary. If I had had, seriously, I can rave on it, and I called you and I told you how I felt, and that is the way I feel. I got hot again talking about it because
God's,
are we still on the air?
God is effing with our show. That's God telling me, don't do that. God, no. Listen, I got to do what I got to do. We still on the air?
Yes.
Hello, yeah, all right, we're still on the air.
No, I told you I was going to keep it light and not dwell on it, and I got all upset again. I got it sort of like it recharged everything.
But all that did was show me, yes. how upset you really are.
I was pissed. I will get by. And you know something? If I really not wanted to do this, I would have walked out. It's going to be fun. And I think, really, with the team I have, I think I can do real well. And, you know, we'll see what happens. So the answer...
All right, then, for the last time...
Mark Brunell for Steve Young. I appreciate
for the
last gesture.
Time, take your 20 seconds and think about it, because when Steve Young breaks his hand, I don't want you coming in here saying, you son of a bitch, you ruined my ear.
No, that will not... I will not do that. And the one thing I ask of you...
And you know that I do treasure Brunell.
I ask you one thing.
I would marry Mark Brunell. I would be Mark Brunell's bitch.
Okay. First of all, you get to keep Mark Brunell, because I know how important he is to you. Secondly, if I do well in this league, okay, this is an important thing here. If I do well in this league, don't roll your eyes and go,
I've already made a big compromise here.
No, I'm just asking. You said, you know, if you gave me Brunell and then, and then I won, it would be, it wouldn't be the right thing to do. If I win with Steve Young, the one thing I don't want to hear anybody say, I put the league on a, don't say, hey, see? Being late paid off for you. I don't want to hear that. I'm sticking with Steve Young.
Well, you know what? You can say that now, but because in however many months, it's like eight months until the end of the season.
When Steve Young has his press conference to announce his retirement, this will be a moot point.
I had my last concussion. It will be for the 49ers. Impossible. For me to proceed, I would like to apologize to the DiBartolo family and Mike O'Mara, who was 7 minutes late showing up for the draft.
No. And finally,
yes.
I would like to say, have you seen my baseball?
All right, well, then really, and I'm not going to keep harping on this.
I'm fine.
Just take a quiet, reflective moment and think about it.
Yes.
Brunell for Young.
The answer,
you know, though, that's why I'm giving you this quiet, reflective moment.
Having time to think about it, it's a fine offer of a trade.
I think it's an offer of a true friend.
Yeah. And I respectfully will stick with Steve Young, hoping that he remains healthy. If he is healthy this season, he could rack up a lot of points for me, and I'm going to stay with Steve Young. And I also know how important Brunell is, and that, I don't want to do it that
way. I think Young's as good as Brunell. However, I am in love with Brunell.
I know you are. You wanted Brunell.
Trying to show you that. Mm-hmm.
And that has been done.
I love Brunell.
And that has been accomplished. And say no more.
Okay.
Consider the matter closed. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. I appreciate the gesture. I truly do.
And it wasn't a bull-ass gesture.
I know. You would have done it. You wouldn't have done it on the air if it was BS.
I don't think I'd be horde trading Mark Brunell for Steve Young. It's like apples and oranges, although I do think Brunell's better.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have a nice season, and we'll talk about it, and everything's fine. I appreciate the gesture, but let's just move on.
The only thing that bothers me about Brunell is he's such a Jesus freak.
Is he now?
Yeah, I don't
really?
Know. Jesus freak.
I thought Jim Harbaugh was a Jesus freak.
Not like Brunell, man.
Really?
Brunell gives like 10% of his money to some agent that's something for Christ or something.
All I know is this: the reason I started doing this, and this is the reason why, it makes you so much more interested in not just the teams you like, but it makes you interested in the entire league, and every single football highlight you watch. Because the odds are you're gonna have a team on a player on that team.
So. Okay, then. So then we're done with it.
We're done.
Okay.
Keep Brunell.
Okay, I will.
And Don.
Yes. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. And you know what I could buy you for Christmas? I could buy you one of those watches that's got the huge, huge face and the huge, huge numbers on it.
I could use it. I certainly could use it, I'll tell you.
Jesus Christ.
Man, I'd be late to my own funeral.
Damn, I'm sweating in here today, man. Hello, Donna Mike Show. It pains me to try to be nice.
Oh, man.
God, that takes it out of me.
It's good to do once in a while. It's a nice thing to do once in a while.
It's overrated. Hello, the Donna Mike Show. Hello. Hey, if I would have known you would have turned it down, I would have asked you on Saturday. Hello.
You actually provided me with a nicer peace offering.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought you some nice cigars,
Mr. Stokes. And it's done.
Perhaps you and your wife could have sex with those tonight.
It's done. I will ask as soon as I get home.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Bobby.
You did a good thing, my man.
Why? What?
Well, you know, coming back at Mike like that, man, you're his buddy.
Well, listen, Mike, we're buddies. We've been at this 13 years. We've been doing this a long time.
Mike's my buddy, and we argued on Saturday about it, and I said it's like if two brothers are out playing golf or something, you say F you to him. But you know what? When he got mad on the air, I saw he's really mad about it, and the one thing that he said that was true was, you know, if I told those guys to shut up and wait, they would have shut up and wait.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's fine. The thing is, we had to talk about it on Saturday. I got all upset about it again, and I don't know. I can't crawl inside my head and know why I got upset about it, but I didn't. It's done, and we'll have a, you know, a good fantasy league, and it'll be fine. And
but my offer's off the table now.
Your offer is officially off.
Right. Yes,
you get to keep Brunel. You've been talking about Brunel for a month.
God damn it, I love that guy. He's so good, man.
And I hope he's durable. He's another guy, like so many of the quarterbacks in the NFL, you know, kind of like one hit away.
He better be.
Mm-hmm.
Although Steve Young is really
Young, seriously, if he trips and falls down the stairs, you know, it's like,
I can no longer play the game.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we are great, thank you.
Good. Hey, speaking of Jesus freaks, isn't Steve Young a Mormon?
Yeah, he's a Mormon, but
he's a fun-loving Mormon.
He's a Mormon, but listen, Brunella's like totally into Jesus, and you know, I'm into Jesus too. I just wonder though. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I know in my mind that someone who's totally into Jesus, and I am.
Yes.
I know that a person can get on the radio and say "F you and your family," and be okay.
Right.
But I don't know if a guy can be a Jesus freak and go out and want to kill some guy on the football field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and it's good that you brought that up because that's where the game of football has gone to now, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's why it's so hard to do one of these fantasy football things because you know everybody's out to break Steve Young's neck and everybody's out to break Brunel's neck. And if somebody can do that, they've accomplished something. It's great. They don't just try to tackle people.
Oh, they do that in every game, though, in every league.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And it's nothing new in the NFL. I mean, they've been doing that since the 50s in the NFL.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
If only those guys weren't such pussies and kept getting hurt all the time. Probably they were strong like you and me, Mike.
Absolutely.
Strong as bull.
Strong, vigorous men. Potent, clean, decent.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, maybe next year you might want to hold the draft at your house.
Oh, that's a low blow. Oh, that is a low blow.
That is so many double nerve endings there, sir.
You see, everybody, that's funny because Mike never has anybody to his house. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi. Wow, I'm glad you guys put that to rest. That was really, really making me queasy having you guys on two sides of an issue.
Well, you know, it happens occasionally, and it's fine.
I think you settled it very professionally, and I'm really glad. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
All right, F you and your family. What do you think of that? Make nice.
You hate making nice.
Make nice. I made nice with Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I listen to Imus in the morning every morning.
I'm going to find you and kill you, you son of a bitch. Ruining our show every day, called about that one lung freak.
I'm in the morning.
I'm just working myself back up to speed now. Being nice.
Yeah.
And I gotta like bring myself back up to being myself again.
Okay, you get there. I think you're there already. Frank.
Hello,
Don. You knew damn good and well Mike wouldn't take that.
No, I didn't.
And you know, knowing him for so long, you knew damn good and well he would not take that.
Listen,
he was hoard and the junkies. That is rude.
Listen, if Mike wanted that trade now, I'd give it to him right now. Even though I said I pulled it off.
There's no way he can take that now.
What do you mean? I'm telling him he could have it right now.
You know, you wouldn't take it if he offered it to you.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I take it in a heartbeat because I think Brunel kicks ass.
Obviously, you hoard your best friend for him.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry I'm laughing. Oh, and excuse me.
I'm sorry I'm laughing.
I will send your name to Rome, and when the Pope dies, I'll make sure that they nominate you because you're so freaking perfect, okay?
Thank you.
Moron. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, caller 100.
Yeah, you've won the backside of my hand.
Am I late? Am I late for caller 100?
Oh, I get it. Okay, all right.
Okay, bye.
Makes it taste good.
Hey, hello.
Yes, it's on mic, please.
Only if you turn down your radio, my friend.
No problem. All right.
That's a big button. Please turn it to the left.
That's off.
There you go. All right, how are you?
Good man. Hello?
Hello.
Guess what?
What?
What do you want?
I'm going to say Don. You hoard him, man. That's totally wrong.
Yeah, right. F you.
Okay? Hey, F you, man.
No, F you. What do you mean I hoard him? There are 13 guys in that league. I can't help it that all of them are such pussies they wouldn't
stand
up.
You made your Bloody Marys, man.
I don't drink Bloody Marys, man. Okay, and I just offered to give him my best goddamn player. So kiss my ass.
F you and your families, too.
No, I said it first. That's my line. I stole it from Charles Barkley.
That's right. It's Barkley's originally.
It's my intellectual property now, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's mine.
Hello? Oh, well, that's right. Hang up.
Yeah, go away.
Thought better of it. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just wondering who was the poor schmoo that got brought in your fantasy football?
Got what? Oh, Gus Frerotte.
That would be Larry Michael, the Redskins' number one fan.
Larry Michael picked up a few Redskins in the fantasy draft. He likes his home team.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Larry Michael.
What a great guy he is.
Hello?
Yeah, Don.
Yes.
I want to pick, I'll pick a bone with you. Put down Brad Johnson.
Right.
Okay, now, for fantasy football, you have Chris Carter, Jake Reed, and you add Randy Moss in the mix.
Can I tell everybody something right now? It's one thing when me and Mike talk about it and we got something going on between us.
Right.
When everybody starts to talk about it, you know what I get? Bored!
Little tune-out factor there. There are an awful lot of people, as a matter of fact, the vast majority of people, that don't know anything about fantasy football.
Let's go back to talk about Clinton doing Monica with a cigar.
No, that's a fantasy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He lived his fantasy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes.
You got Danny Cannell. That's a sleeper, man.
Oh, you guys. Jesus Christ. I mean, listen, I love football, too, but shut up.
People are into this.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jim in Sacramento. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Steve Young is way better than Brunell. Oh, you know what? Do you know who the...
Oh, you guys. Oh, God. Maybe put a hand over my face. Stop it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Change the topic a little bit. Did you guys know that there's a Mr. Clean contest out there? They're searching for 40 Mr. Cleans across the United States. Wow.
Yes, not only do we know that, but we were sent a giant package from the Mr. Clean people that has, among other things, a big Mr. Clean stand-up, and it's got the golf shirts that say, Happy 40th Birthday, Mr. Clean.
Lovely Mr. Clean golf shirts. You know, if Lewis wasn't riding the roller coaster, we could shave his head and send him out to the competition. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
I hate being against you, but I just got to ask you one question about the draft.
Yeah, and I'm sure you really hate being against me, but go ahead.
Did you allow Mike his 3 minutes for the draft, whether he picked or not?
Yes, we did.
Yes, okay. They did. They
then
did
I'd
do that.
I'd have to side with you and say you were correct.
Well, listen, I don't care what you think, okay? Why don't y'all get your own fantasy league and have a radio show, and I'll call you up and bust your balls about it.
Hey, Don Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you quit talking about football and get on to some of your skits?
Hey, listen. Anybody out there that doesn't like it, change the friggin' station.
I listen every day. It's just getting boring.
Well, then change the station. Change the station!
I can't believe this crap.
I can't believe this. I really can't. All you people can go to hell. If you don't like it, change the station. God damn it, now I'm mad. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's funny, Mike, because 30 minutes ago you were mad.
I know, it just seems to be going back and forth, you know. Happy Monday, everybody.
Hello.
Do you see more baseball?
Have I seen your baseball?
It's Warren calling the show. Uh-huh. Warren is in his own fantasy league, too.
All right, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just thought you guys could call from a woman who wants to talk about breasts right now.
Oh, man, and her phone's breaking up.
Your car phone is breaking up.
It's a woman who wants to talk about breasts, and her phone is breaking up.
Dude, can you hear me?
This would be a great sketch.
Yes, let's do a skit about big breasts.
All right, we can hear you now.
Well, can you hear it?
Yes.
Oh, I just thought it would be a nice change of subject for you guys.
Right.
Well, all right, well, then talk about your breasts, please.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been told that they're really nice. I've been told, in fact, that they are the breasts that all others should be measured by.
And see, that one period of time where she had the clear cell, and then she starts to talk about her breasts, and she's gone.
I'll tell you who's got the Vish breasts, and I mean that in a good way, is 7 of 9.
Oh, you mean the
Star Trek Voyager?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, how do they pour her into that suit?
And they put that stuff on her face, too, and she still looks good.
Don't even look at her face.
Of course.
She could steer the ship with her boobs.
Yeah, she could.
You know what I mean? She could just push all the buttons like warp speed,
Hi, Captain.
I can't hold her, Captain.
You can do it with her nipples.
Yes, sir.
Fire photon torpedoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with her nipples.
She's got photon torpedoes.
Can you see, a la Jennifer Aniston, anything when she's wearing her suit?
No, but they're huge.
It's a huge flaw in the show, as far as I'm concerned. They ought to show the nipples on that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm a cigar smoker, as you guys are, and I go to the tobacco barn, and I have my certain gauge of cigar that I get all the time. What I want to know is, you know what a Churchill is? The size of a Churchill?
Sure. It's a big, long one, right?
Because that's what I'm thinking Monica had to use. Now, when I light my cigar, I always, you know, take it, you know, get it moist, then light it, turn it around, and you get a good taste out of the cigar. I don't know if you guys do that, but that's what I do, and that's what I pictured Bill Clinton doing.
Now, listen, I guarantee this. No matter how kinky that guy is, he threw that friggin' cigar away when he was done with that.
You don't think that he actually... No, I would think that he might just chew on it a little bit.
Dynamite, I've been in some clubs.
No. She's gone now, but, she's with me all day long.
Well, he could smell his fingers for that. You know, I mean, why waste it on a cigar when you could just smell your fingers?
He's got the cigar, you know, and it hasn't been dipped in cognac, I'll tell you that.
It was dipped in her cognac. It was dipped in her wild turkey.
Man, oh man. Yeah, that Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm. It was dipped in her Miller Lite. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Dynamite. Hi,
Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, listen, you guys were talking about Christopher or Jamie Lee Curtis being a hermaphrodite.
Yes, she is.
I was just wondering where Christopher Guest would put it, you know?
Christopher Guest is a freak. Look at the man she married, okay? As far as I know, Christopher Guest might be a hermaphrodite.
A hermaphrodite getting married to a freak, man.
Freak that carries your luggage to the rooms.
I'll tell you right now, man, she is a hermaphrodite, and he is a freak.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
All right. Hey, I want to talk to Don and Mike about humidors. Presidential style.
Yeah, right. You're on the air. Listen,
that's right. Technically, that would be the world's greatest humidor.
I'm telling you, what a.
I wonder about the humidity and the moisture in there, though. You know what? I bet as big as she is and as sweaty as she is,
she could actually smuggle Cubans into the White House. Mr. President, you got one for me? Here it is, Mr. President.
Now, Mrs. Bush.
Bush.
Oh. Barbara Bush.
Oh, this rapper's breaking up terribly.
That's right. That would be a very dry. A very dry. So, same with Nancy Reagan.
How can I smoke a cigar when it's turning to dust?
Hello. Yeah. Okay. What about Monica's humidor?
No. I was just talking about the presidential humidor. I'd love to have a visit there.
Yeah, I wonder how many he's got. I wonder if that really did happen. And you know, everything that's been coming out lately has been true.
Yeah, you got to think so.
I wonder
so.
If that was a regular activity that you participated
in. Put it in. Hello, Donna Mike.
Who would you do, Jamie Lee Curtis or Jamie Lee Curtis?
All right, I got a hermaphrodite joke.
Bada bing.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
I have two things for you. First of all, I really don't see anything wrong with what Monica did. Everybody's saying that the Newsweek article will make you throw up. It's just doing something for your man.
There's nothing wrong with putting... Well, listen, you're right. People certainly have done kinkier things.
Sure. I don't see there's any big deal to it.
I'll tell you, it's just a question that what you think in the Oval Office. It's just it's the most incredible thing I've ever heard.
You don't want to picture that in your mind.
I think it's cool.
I do, Buzz. I've been picturing it ever since I heard Geraldo Revolver say it last night.
I know.
Just see him sitting there and go. I mean, because obviously he had to give her direction.
She must be like the Holland Tunnel. She must be. You know what I mean? She must be like beer can size. Because that would not be an easy trick to pull off, right?
I don't think under any circumstances it would be an easy trick to pull off. Because you got to... How do I put this in a nice way? You got to actually consider the situation and whether it's easy or not easy to do.
It would have to be a cigar with an oily wrapper.
Yeah, and other things would need to be oily, too. And even in those conditions...
I think she's naturally oily in that way.
Yeah, she probably like pulls into the White House parking lot.
Well, that's why he wanted
already
to
ready.
It was so different.
Leaves a big grease spot on. You know what it's like? When she sits down, it's like, you ever... when you go to McDonald's and you get the bag and it's got those big things of grease.
All soaked.
She got those stains all over her couch and stuff.
I'm here, Mr. President, and I need new upholstery.
All right, what, Lisa?
And guys, can I put a rest of the football thing? Can I beat you both at the name game?
You know, we hate beating women. We hate beating women, unlike O.J. Simpson.
All right.
But we'll be glad to.
It's victorious. It'll make you just feel so much better.
Oh, I feel good now, except you just brought it up again. Buzz, a name, please.
Bonnie.
Bonnie Franklin.
Bonnie Hunt.
Oh, that was mine. My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean.
Good one. Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie Bedelia, Bonnie Tyler, Bonnie Raitt. Did you get Bonnie Raitt yet?
Ooh. Who is Bonnie Bedelia?
Bonnie Bedelia was in Presumed Innocent opposite Harrison Ford.
True.
Hmm.
God damn it.
No, you got me, Mike. I accept defeat from you.
I don't know. Let me keep fighting.
Bonnie.
Buzz, what a sucky name.
Yeah, I agree, Buzz. Let's turn this around on Buzz.
I thought it was a fine name, Buzz.
All right, you King of the Bonnies.
King of the Bonnies!
King of the Bonnies.
King of the Bonnies.
Hurricane Bonnie, we should have had that.
Oh, my God.
We should have had that.
Hurricane Bonnie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's the only hurricane that can get eight tennis balls in its mouth, just like Bonnie Franklin.
The lovely Bonnie Franklin.
Yeah. Hello there.
Yeah, hey, I need to get y'all's fax number. I didn't expect to get right through to you guys.
Well, why don't you just tell us what you would like to fax in?
It's a really funny picture of Monica Lewinsky with Gentleman's Row all over her face, and it says, "Got Clinton" at the bottom.
That's why I asked. No, thank you.
Yeah, office humor is always real big on this show.
Send that to the post office. Post office guys love that kind of stuff. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing, pal?
Oh, who is this, please?
It's Dave Letterman.
Hey, guy with Dave Letterman tapes. You have a new bit for us today?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it, Dave?
You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes.
Why is that, Dave?
Lumpy and tasteless.
Oh, he's been practicing. He's been working hard over the weekend.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May, to be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over from the world. Oh, shit, doing it again. Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, for the first thing to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm cutting the back, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Saturday and Sunday. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of tennis tournament. The first, second, and third rounds of... Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. One more time. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities, some reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay? Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, on Friday. Just ask these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday, and a championship semi-finals. F*** this, shit, man. I'm going to cut this shit off. All right, f*** this. I'm going to take it up to... the Love Unlimited Orchestra, and that's where I'm going to stop at. So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College, and cordially invite your ass to come on down. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, just a bit. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College, Lord Jesus.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gus, she took the most amazing poop this morning.
Who, Lisa?
It was just so perfectly formed, so healthy and compact. Like a regular adult poop, it made me so happy.
Ooh.
They use the hair for protection. Don and Mike.
All right, Sammy Sosa first.
Bueno.
And then we'll talk about all those dumbass shows like Face of the Nation and Meet the Press.
Everybody was out. The Spinmeisters were out yesterday.
Although, just this about those shows. I never watch those shows because they're such a freaking waste of time.
Right.
That everybody's just spin. And some people just can't keep their agendas hidden. And you know who's on whose side and who's not on whose side.
Of course. And that's why the funniest thing to me in this whole thing is when you hear nonpartisan. There's no such thing. Nonpartisan does not exist. And it took all of about 15 minutes for like both sides to clearly establish where they're coming from.
Sure.
It's no surprise.
Yesterday on the Sam Donaldson Show, and that's what I wish they would just call it, the Sam Donaldson Show.
Mr. President, I'm a Vulcan.
Now listen, they got the president's lawyer on, a guy Kendall,
right,
who does not appear to me to be the brightest light bulb in the bunch. Okay,
as far as a public speaker, I think you might be right, and a lot of people would tell you as far as legal advice, you know,
as a lawyer too. Okay, so let me say that he's not the brightest guy, but they're ganging up on him. It's George Will, you know.
George He's salivating Will. Right now.
George him in the face, okay? Sam Donaldson, who I don't doubt, has a kinky pass.
Of course.
And Cokie Roberts, who I put right up there in the Leslie Stahl category as far as, you know, could you imagine having to do her?
And the politics are pretty obvious there.
Right. So it's the three of them. And what they're doing is they're ganging up on this guy Kendall, right? And they're trying to pigeonhole him about stuff that Clinton said in his deposition. And without getting into what was really said, I guess Clinton said something like, it was a normal sexual relationship. And they start saying to him, to Kendall, they go, what does your wife consider to be normal? They go, do you have a normal sexual relationship with your wife? And it was at that moment that this guy, Kendall, who looks like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
I mean, it's excellent.
I thought he was going to ball up his little bony fist and punch George Will in the mouth.
Sure. Right.
Right? It's like enough ball busting.
And I think the country, you know, and they're all making fun of the polls, but everybody in the country is saying the same thing now.
That's right.
Enough is enough. I mean, it's getting to be a little ridiculous. This comes down to a pretty simple little deal here.
Yes, it
really, you know, I know it's kinky. I know the details are kinky. It's still the same guy, the same girl. That's the way it works.
And I'm watching. Listen, I'll try to get off this 60 Minutes thing, but I couldn't believe that Linda
Bloodworth Thomas,
Blood Urine Thomas,
right?
I couldn't believe that this was their. That was the 7 o'clock story.
They're probably thin, probably depleted by that time. You know, with all their people that they were putting on the front line.
The entire 60 Minute show was slapped together yesterday before it went on the air. Everything you saw on last night's show, and they never do this. You know, they used to go out and film pieces in advance, weeks and sometimes months in advance, so they'd work on something for long. Everything on last night's show was taped that afternoon.
It's like this is your lead. You're going to get one of his Hollywood friends, and Leslie Stahl, that bitch. She says to Linda.
Bloodworth Thomas.
Bloodworth, right. She goes, he lied. Now, while you're busting this lady's chops about it, I don't know to begin with. So she goes, well, yes, he did lie, but that's between he and Hillary. And then Leslie Stahl says, he only he admitted it because he was caught.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And then she puts the Bloodworth in the position of saying, hasn't anybody that's committed adultery lied about it? Who comes out
exactly
and says, hey, listen,
right.
I've done, I mean,
Could you find anybody who has a bit more credibility than the producer of Designing Women? Right? Do you get my point on
sure.
this?
Well, you know, they're all coming out and they're getting as many troops as they can put on. Now that all the stuff's on the table, now that it's all out, you know, they're lining up all their spin doctors, and sometimes they have to go really deep. They have to go to the bench, Don. They have to go deep on the bench to get these people to come out and talk. But what cracks me up is that with all the talk you hear about, you know, we're going to do this in a bipartisan, nonpartisan fashion. Yeah. No, you're not. This is the Democrats lining up in a certain area. The ones that are worried about their districts are lining up in a certain area. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans are lining up in a certain area. And it's the same traditional places where they've always been since the election. Yeah. Nothing has changed.
So Leslie Stahl says to her, will she stay with him? And then the blood lady, she goes, oh, yeah. You know, the big left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Certainly. And then they cut to Leslie Stahl, who has like an incredulous look on her face, like, really? What about when they leave the office? Oh, I'm sure they'll be together forever. She says, and then she kept busting chops, like, really, what makes you think so? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sitting there going, Leslie Stahl, you skanky wannabe newswoman.
Asked and answered.
You know, come on, Christ.
A little frustrating. Yeah. A little frustrating. And still, you know, the only everything I read and everything I look, I still don't know for 100% where this whole thing's going to end up. I mean, which I guess it's really difficult to say. Because on the one hand, you'll watch one of these pundit shows and you go away thinking, well, okay, he's going to get censured, or they're going to yell at him, and then that's going to be it. And then you'll leave another show, and you'll say, man, I mean, some of these guys are out to, you know, get him out of the presidency.
Yes, they are.
I'd like to put him on national TV and whack his pee-pee.
I think wouldn't that be a wonderful solution?
I mean, really.
And then it's all finished. Then it's all finished. You get done with that.
Let Hillary come out with a ruler.
A big one.
Just whack his pee-pee.
Real hard.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then that's it.
I mean, hard enough where he would have to elicit some sort of, you know, response where he'd go, ow! Man! God damn it!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys are the greatest, man.
Thank you, my friend.
I was calling. I was at a restaurant. I don't know if you guys remember downtown called Mama Lucia's. It's a pretty famous Italian restaurant.
Are you sure? May I have another? Sorry. Oh man.
Anyway, it was in there, and there was a full crowd there. Sam Donaldson was with some lady who was about half his age, and everybody was going, "Hey, look, there's Sam Donaldson."
Well, listen, that could have been his wife. Business lunch or.
Yeah.
Well, no, if it was a woman half his age, it wouldn't have been his wife.
Oh, that's right. We know his wife, right?
Because she works at Channel 5.
That's true.
Let's stay away from that, please. I'd much rather talk about Bill Clinton getting his pee-pee whacked.
Yeah. The one thing I heard that really bugs me the most, are we going to, like, is there going to be 6 more months of this? Is this going to last for 6 more months where we're going to have the same old, same old, same old?
It could last for over another year, depending on what path we choose. I don't think we're going to choose that path.
If that's the case,
you ought to formally put your idea. I'd like to see you put it on paper, send it to the Hill,
please.
And actually, you know, the public.
Hank?
Capital. That was, incidentally, the only funny part of the Emmy Awards last night was Hank Hill, which they showed a picture of Kelsey Grammer, and then they went to Hank Hill in cartoon, and you know how they do that. Right. When they do so much of that now, when he said, my God, do we have to see another picture of Kelsey Grammer? And they showed Sipowicz, and they go, do I have to see his ugly ass again? It was great. That was the only funny thing they did on the Emmys.
Listen, they'll never take my idea to whack his pee-pee on TV.
I like it, but I think it would be closure, Don. It would be total closure.
Yep. But if we are going to have impeachment hearings, and if they're going to be on TV, and if it's going to be like that Oliver North crap where it's on TV all the time on every channel, for goodness sakes, one word, Fox. Go to whoever is producing the Guinness Book of World Records show.
Be true to yourself, Fox.
Go to the people that gave us the wildest police chases, the craziest stunt drivers, the people that originated the best show ever, Cops.
Right.
And just let them produce it. Let them wag the dog, and we'll sit through it.
Unbelievable. But I'll tell you, you could end the whole thing with your little idea there. I think that would be incredible.
Really, it's great.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of the United States. She has a 12-inch ruler, and the president is now preparing.
And you know what? You probably have to get him aroused. You know what I mean? Because he would have some shrinkage, I mean, being on TV and all.
Yeah,
really. I'm thinking maybe you'd give him a Playboy or something.
There you go.
Let him warm up in the wings before the show, or you have him up at the presidential podium.
Right.
And you know that part where no one can see.
Yeah.
Like you've got the centerfold there.
Right.
Or maybe You know where they get those pieces of plexiglass where they write his speech out so that you can't tell that he's reading off a prompter?
Right. They just load that with all sorts of dirty pictures.
Yeah, or like letters to Penthouse. Dear editor,
I was in the magazine rack. And suddenly this blonde, like, whoa, okay, how about that?
Then as soon as he starts to get a chubby, then Hillary would come out.
Oh, no.
You know, wear one of her pantsuits.
Right, right.
And she would have, you know, standard ruler. But it would have to be the ruler like they had when we were kids. Not the plastic variety. The kind that has the little bit of metal on top
of
it.
Yes, the wooden one with the metal edge. Mm-hmm. The little metal edge.
The money metal edge.
Would she hit him flat with it, or would she hit him sideways with the sharp end?
Her choice.
Yeah,
dealer's choice.
Yeah, but I know which side she'd take.
Me too.
She'd take the Lorena side.
And you know what? I'd give her three whacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say one is not sufficient.
Right.
And maybe, if you're really going for ratings, then maybe a little gonad action.
Ooh, wow.
Right? Come on.
The president is now being helped from the podium, and ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching.
You want to talk about winning public support?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Every guy in America right away, Republican, even an old squarehead, Trent Lott.
Yeah, well, yeah, he probably still want him to resign after that.
Nobody wants to see a guy, you know, getting his bell rung.
What's so funny, he's one of the greatest ones, too, for the nonpartisan, bipartisan, partisan politics, don't place in this. And then you see him yesterday just going,
kill, kill, destroy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I just wanted to say I'm behind the president more since he's going through all this stuff and he's sticking through it. I mean, if I was in his position, I'd want to get out of Monica's eye. I mean, the public eye as fast as I could.
I wasn't until watching some of that
he
stuff
was
yesterday.
In Monica's eye. From what we hear from G. Gordon Liddy, he was in her itchy eye.
I am too. I agree with that lady. I feel the same way. A lot of people do.
Well, listen, if you believe that what I'm saying is correct, call your congressman.
Please. Say the Don Geronimo ruler idea.
Mm-hmm. Call your local representative.
Right.
And tell them that we would like Hillary to whack his pee-pee on national TV.
Perfect.
You know, don't do it on a good night when there's good shows on.
Right. No.
You know, do it like on
Saturday.
Saturday's a low viewing night.
Yeah, you're right. Who would you have hosted? Who would you want to? You need an MC for that.
Oh.
So many choices.
Not Billy Crystal.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Springer?
Springer. You know what?
He can do that thing where, you know, the exploitive content that you would have there, along with that serious side.
But no, let me think about it for a minute, because it would have to be, you know, Gary Shandling, maybe. Someone who I'm thinking could come out, have some opening remarks that would loosen up the crowd. You know what?
You want to have kind of an entertainment feel to it.
You'd have an opening act.
Right. Right.
And then the opening act would introduce whoever the host would be.
I've got it. Sunday night after The Simpsons. That spot's open since Hank Hill.
8:30. Good time.
Perfect. Right. Everybody'd be watching. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah.
You know who might be good at that would be Pat Sajak.
Yeah. You just get a good old game show host. They're professionals.
You know what I mean? You start off with maybe, let's say, your first act was Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay.
Then after Whoopi Goldberg, Gary Shandling would come out and do some stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now, you couldn't have anybody radical like Dennis Miller, although I seriously think Dennis Miller is the funniest guy on the planet.
I think he would be wonderful for it, but I know you'd be going over the top.
You got to go a little mainstream, okay? Yeah, and Gary Shandling might be even a little bit too avant-garde.
You could maybe get Barker out there, Bob Barker, you know, with the spaying and neutering of the pets. It might be kind of an interesting tie-in, you know, if you wanted to go all the way with that ruler.
He's a little thieved out. I'm not sure if he could handle it. You know that Sajak, being a younger man,
vital man, yes,
could handle it. And much like when he describes Vanna turning the letters, he could describe Hillary turning the gonads.
He'd also be very good, you know, with the after she would hit, you know, ooh, that had to hurt. You know, that would be you know, he's got that way of doing it.
Yeah. And then you would need some kind of a post game show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And who that would be hosted by. Perhaps James Brown from Fox Sports. Now, I'm thinking that you wouldn't want the whole Fox NFL team there.
No, that's you know, too busy.
What about Madden with a telestrator afterward?
No, you don't want Madden involved with anything sexual.
Okay, all right.
Nothing sexual.
All right.
But
the wrap-up.
You know who could handle it is Howie Long.
Yeah.
Howie Long, handsome, ex-football player.
You said Long.
Smart guy.
Sure.
You know, for a football player, smart guy.
All the graphics, you know, the president's punishment. Be incredible. Be a ratings grabber.
This is Jerry Glanville. And you'd have to have, like, Jerry Glanville up in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have all of your Fox all of your Fox football announcers.
Yeah, but they'd be like roving reporters. Right. They wouldn't be the normal anchor guys. They'd be going to the, you know, you get one guy stationed at the room where the president's
coming out.
That's
exactly what I mean.
Get one guy where Hillary's going to come out, you know, just like that. You get the maker, you know, that guy with a special report on the maker of the ruler, you know. This is made out of 100% USA materials, you know. This is made out of fantastic California redwood right here.
Well, there you go, Pat and John, or whoever it would be. It would be Pat Sajak. There you go, Pat and Gary.
Yeah.
As you can see, it's a 100% made all-American ruler.
Mm-hmm.
And in the corner, in the Fox box, you know, count down to whack in the pee-pee.
Sure.
The presidential punishment.
You'd have to do it much like a motorcycle jump, you know, when Bobby Knievel, when he's going to jump.
Exactly.
Because you've got a lot of hype leading up to one very brief event. Right.
And you'd have all of the guys wearing, like, remember during that jump, all the guys wore their Fox leather jackets that said Fox Sports?
Yeah. Maybe you do it outside. You know, maybe you do it on a nice, crisp, cold fall evening.
Do it at Caesar's Palace.
Right near the fountain.
You do it at the same place they have all the big outdoor boxing matches.
You just lead it up to that. But, yeah, Vegas, perfect.
And you got to start with the, you know.
Are you ready to rumble?
Yeah, you get that guy out there. Get the pretty boy with the tuxedo out there.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, now here comes President Clint William Jefferson Clinton.
You get some of his friends, you know, like, here to sing the national anthem, Barbara Streisand.
Just make it an event. I mean, you fill up a good, you could do actually 2 hours of primetime programming, you know, leading up to the main event there, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, listen. I think you could go better than that because they have 3-hour Super Bowl pregame shows.
Yeah.
You could go, and of course you'd have to have your special graphic, Presidential Punishment, 98.
Maybe with a little cartoon ruler in a hand, you know, just smacking it down there like that.
We're here with Sister Mary Oliphant. And you know what? Maybe, you know, like, for background, you'd go to a Catholic school.
Sure.
And you would talk to some of the nuns and you'd say, when you wrap a youngster on the knuckles.
Absolutely, yes. They'd be experts that, you know, how to wield the ruler.
Yeah. The technique that is used.
For maximum pain, you have the Sister Mary Elphin sitting there saying, well, I used to use a lot of wrist action, and that would make the ruler really snap.
Now, what are the odds of Bill actually being hurt during this? Well, the odds are great. And that's where you'd have the telestrator, like, drawn around the metal part.
Right.
If Hillary comes in at this angle.
Uh-huh. Sure.
There's a very good chance that we could see some blood tonight.
Yeah, you can even bring in an expert doctor's testimony who would say, well, to be honest with you, he could have severe bruising or, at the very worst, a total decapitation.
Oh.
You never know. You know, and then you'd add the element of surprise, you know, whether we don't know what exactly is going to happen.
Right.
My God, they've had to put a tourniquet on the president.
Right. God damn it, how come we're not in Hollywood, man?
Oh, what a show it would be. Yeah. If only we could. If only you were king.
And now here is Bob Eubanks.
I must be in the front row. Whoa, that's got to hurt.
No, Bob Eubanks is way too jive for that. I think Pat Sajak, perfect. And you know who I'd like to produce it, really?
Oh.
Merv Griffin.
He's the best.
Yeah. You got to give him his due. He's absolutely. Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, the brains behind those shows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He knows his way around Las Vegas, too.
And the announcer would have to be the Fox NFL Sunday guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get Rod Roddy. Tough call. Can have him both?
You know what, Mike? I'd say your option.
Yeah, Rod Roddy.
Your option.
Red, white, and blue silk jacket. Sport coat, of course. Perfect.
We will be right back.
What do you think of Ken Starr? We're not talking about what happened that day. We're talking about your feelings. I'm too afraid to answer that. I'm sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Sound like Sammy Sosa calling in there for a
moment. Buenos dias.
Hello? Yep. Ding dong, diddly dias.
Oh, maybe a little Julio Iglesias.
Donaldo E. Miguel.
Something might be wrong with the phone.
It sounds like it.
Definitely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Definitely wrong.
Hello?
Don.
Yes.
Hey, I got a perfect guest for you, for your spanking, penal spanking.
Penal spanking, that's it.
Well, yeah, it's a double entendre. It's Peter Graves.
Peter Graves?
Yeah.
Well, Peter Graves.
Got a great voice. Hey, Bob.
Oh, and because his name is Peter?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's hard to tell how hard she hits.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Hey, Buzz.
Leave the driving to us, sir.
Is Buzz in there?
Yeah, I'm here.
The line wasn't all that bad, but I'll tell you, the delivery, it just, it was one of those half an hour.
I'm not a professional.
And maybe you should remember that, sir.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what do you call two gay Bobs?
I don't know.
Oral Robert.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, 1985. I'm glad that that one was for you, Buzz.
Yeah. So am I.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what about Rich Dawson for the Hoot?
Who?
Richard Dawson.
Dawson.
Let's play the Family Feud.
Yeah, Richard Dawson, a little bit past his prime, man.
Mm-hmm. I think you got your man. You got Pat Sajak.
Sajak.
Absolutely, just middle of the road, non-controversial. Then you spice it up with all the Fox NFL color guys.
And you know what? Here you bring Vanna.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact,
sure.
Vanna comes out. And she holds the ruler.
Mm-hmm.
You know the way that Vanna does when she has a prize in her hand that she goes like, it's a stick of butter.
And then hands it to the first lady. First lady hits him with the ruler, and then you hear this, doon, 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 doon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Buzz, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, you're forgetting the best part is the Spanish announcer doing the whole no, 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 no when he gets it whacked off.
Now, we'll offer it to an international audience. Sure. Absolutely.
SAP, separate audio programming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll have it. That'll be a worldwide event. You got to know that.
I went for months just thinking that was calling me, TV calling me a sap.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you bastards.
Hey, hello, my friend.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
They cut your Jerry Seinfeld up.
Pardon me?
Are you on some kind of speakerphone?
No, not me.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah.
Listen, what do you want?
Hey, they replayed that Seinfeld on HBO.
Oh, did they cut Lewis's heckling out?
Yes, they did. I was pissed.
You know, I saw that over the weekend, and I didn't stay with it. You know, in fact, I came in after the Lewis part, and I was wondering if they had done that.
I guess that would be a yes.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to Don and Mike for a second.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I got the perfect, if you've already got the announcer, Pat Sajak, I got the perfect guest, special guest.
Now, listen, Pat Sajak is the MC.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg and Gary Shandling, although I don't know, maybe you got to come up with someone better than Gary Shandling.
I've got it. Peter O'Toole, the only double phallic name out there.
A lot of people getting into the names, but Peter O'Toole, what can he bring to a monologue?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a show to put on. We can't be concerned with double entendre.
No, we got to have the people that can deliver. Still want to go with Whoopi. You sure you want to go with Whoopi?
Yeah, she's got to at least be the greeter.
Now, of course, I'm...
She's the center square, you know, Mike. Whoopi's hot again.
And now I'm thinking of those double entendres. If you wanted to get a woman, you get Paula Poundstone. But as we hate her, it's the right name for the job.
Yeah. Now, Whoopi's just a greeter.
Agree.
Okay? Whoopi's the one that says, and you know what? She'd happen to be wearing her Guinan hat. Her Star Trek The Next Generation hat.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the center square, Whoopi Goldberg.
outside of Caesar's Palace. Fantastic.
Interviewing the celebrities as they pull up and
perfect.
Stuff.
Perfect. Yeah, right? Limos and everything. Yeah. All right. It's national closure.
Now, I'd like to say, you know, Chris Rock would be perfect, but again, for a presidential pee-pee whacking?
Yes.
No.
Nah, you got to go.
And he's too funny. He would take away. He's so good, he would take away from the overall event.
Who?
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
You want mediocre talent. You know,
no.
That second-tier talent.
How about this? No. How about this?
Guess what?
Ray Romano.
He is...
Hi. He's got low-key energy.
Sure.
Yet he can still do some risky double entendre humor. I'm Whoopi Goldberg as the stars are right. Look, there's Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen. All of the Hollywood friends are here. Oh, girlfriend, this is going to be so... Oh, here comes Oprah and Stedman. Let's go inside the Ray Romano.
Like a championship fight.
Yeah.
You know, a championship fight, you got a motorcycle jump, all these wonderful events coming together as a major national event.
Then Ray Romano does, you know, 5 to 7 minutes of stand-up.
Right.
And then he goes... Now, there would have to be someone between Ray Romano and Pat Sajak, someone to bring on Pat Sajak.
Yeah, like a regular MC guy.
Right.
Like a guy to introduce the MC. He'd be MCing the MC.
I don't know, with so many celebrities.
Well, you know, they're all going to be there. You know they're all going to be there. It's going to be...
The hottest ticket.
Yeah, it's going to cut through party lines. Cut through.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
Say, I think you should get Frank and Kathy Lee to do the color commentating.
Don't you mean Regis and Kathy Lee?
No, I wouldn't. Frank, but no.
Frank, not, up to, not up to the job.
Now, listen, no. Watch Monday Night Football tonight. They put GIF in a closet for 2 minutes. If I'm producing the presidential punishment,
right.
There's no way I want GIF involved. And furthermore, Kathy Lee, with her squeaky clean image, she'd never get involved in that.
No, she'd certainly be in the audience, but she, you know, she really wouldn't want to be there.
Hello? Hello there.
Hello?
You are on the air. And your radio's up too loud. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about Lorena Bobbitt for color commentator?
Mika is the same. Sounds like the same music's kind of running through every call here.
Yeah. I think I might have a couple of lines stuck together. You know, there's definitely something wrong with the phones. Hope there's no goo in our telephones.
I apologize.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
You hear that, too?
Yeah, that's not the same caller, though. There is definitely something...
Yeah, something bleeding into our phone lines here.
Huh. Don and Mike Show. Something's menstruating into our telephones. Hello? See? It's on every line.
It's spooky. It's very strange.
Anti-Flo is visiting our phones today. Our phones are on the rag, man.
Yeah, every call we take has that same kind of, there's a party down the block sound.
Don and Mike.
Ah, I think I know what the problem is now.
Yeah. Now we know.
That's Hail to the Redskins. I recognize that song.
Yeah. Well, that's Dan Ryson doing that. He plays it constantly in his office.
You know, that might be because this station is running the Redskins game tonight, WKJF.
Right.
And there's a very good chance that since they use phone lines to broadcast the game.
Yeah, and they put them together with Elmer's glue.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, now this phone sounds okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear that, sir? Can you hear Hail to the Redskins in the background?
That's all I can hear.
Wow.
That's all you can hear?
Yeah,
you can't hear us?
That's our telephones, man.
Yeah.
Not that it's not a pleasant song to hear.
That's definitely the problem that is occurring here inside our radio station today.
Now it's gone.
It stopped.
Oh, really? Well, let me...
Now it's back.
I think that brings in the stadium.
That's the stadium. You got it, Rob. You know, I've always wondered what this button right here that says remote means.
Does that bring in the stadium?
Yep.
And, see, now it's off the telephones.
Okay. Now it's gone.
Now listen.
Is that they run continuously? Yeah.
All day.
Hail to the Redskins! Victory!
I don't like him.
Is that the club?
Yeah, right. Okay, listen, now that we've solved the problem. Hey, good going, Rob. Nice guess on that button.
Mm. Excellent job, Rob A.
Yes,
hey,
hi.
Don't overlook Bob Barker. At the end, he could remind us to have our president.
I said that before, but he's just unfortunately not on his game enough these days.
He's a little too feeble.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I had to call up and tell you guys that last night I got so drunk, I was blowing chunks all night.
Mm. All right, how do chunks feel about that?
That's my favorite clown. I liked him better than Chuckles the Clown. Yeah.
And Shakes.
Shakes.
And Bozo. If we're playing the King of the Clown game.
Okay, you're like, what, you three up on me now?
Yes.
Shakes and Bozo.
And Krusty.
That's what I want.
I'm King of the Clowns.
King of the Clowns.
King of the Clowns.
That's a good one to get.
King of the Clowns. Who'd we miss, Rob?
Dave-O.
Dave-O the Clown.
Oh, Dave-O the Sucko Clown.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, all you clowns.
And all he was left with was Emmett Kelly.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even count because that wasn't his real name.
And he wasn't the clown.
No, it's got to be a something the clown.
Hello,
man.
Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Ken Stevens.
The clown.
Hello.
That would be Krusty the Clown, Ken Stevens, right?
Come on, what'd you call for?
How about Lorena Bobbitt as color commentator?
It's the funny man calling, ladies and gentlemen.
How many people are going to call with that same stupid idea?
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Homie the Clown.
Homie the Clown.
Oh,
I love Homie the Clown on In Living Color.
Oh, that's right.
I miss him.
Send in the clowns.
Send in the clowns.
Send in the clown. Don't bother. They're here. F Judy Collins. I mean it. I hated Judy Collins when she was popular. I'm so glad she's not popular anymore.
Oh, man. She's so easy on the eye.
Goddamn folk singers. They're all the same. Joan Baez.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Melanie.
Right.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Folk singers don't do it for you, huh?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Right.
I could kill all three of them with one gun. One bullet.
No, no, you got to remember Mary's in that equation. Mary, one bullet's good. You need one bullet just for Mary.
You could line Peter, Paul, and Mary up, and you shoot through Peter's head.
Right.
Bullet goes Peter, Paul, Mary, and comes out the other side.
I'll tell you something. If Mary is in the middle or, you know, not at the end, you're going to have trouble with that. Peter and Paul, you're right. They go, you know, they're just frail little guys right there.
Dynamite show.
Hey, Donnie, Mike, how's it going?
Hi there. Great, thanks.
All right. Hey, I got an idea. What if you had Monica Lewinsky standing there, like in a split screen?
Now, sir, we're talking about an event for national closure that's going to bring the First Lady a great deal of pleasure. Do you really want to bring Monica into it?
And furthermore, you know, I could come up with this. We got a break again. I could come up with a separate show just for Monica Lewinsky.
Right.
You know, like a public douching.
Oh.
Hello. Last call, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what about Jerry Lewis?
You know, why did we not immediately jump on this guy? No, you know, there's something about having Jerry Lewis involved.
Well,
no.
How about Carrot Top then?
Mr. President?
Hey.
We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Spain owned Cuba outright. Think about it. Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to throw a little weight around and,
Who is it?
It's a pizza guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza Guy, sir.
Order the double cheese and sausage.
Here it is. Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you are doing?
Learning about Cuba. Having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
You know, I've been thinking about this, Mr. Hand. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? We certainly did nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Spicoli. It is our time. Yours, mine, and everyone else's in this room. But it is my class. Hamilton, Brandt, Kornfeld, up front. Mr. Spicoli has been kind enough to bring us a snack. Be my guest. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
The Don and Mike Show. They're dope on the floor, and they're magic on the mic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, that is a problem with the telephones.
That's happened a lot today.
I mean, I know when people are hanging up on us.
I know when you know.
I know
that you,
you
know
that
know.
You want to beat me. Remember that Eddie Murphy bit?
Oh, it was one of the great.
Hey, Fred. Hey, Fred. I know
that you,
that
know.
You know that
me.
You.
Nothing.
You want that. All right, let me try another line. Hello, Don and Mike.
I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
And furthermore, I'll tell you this. I think Dr. Doolittle is going to be right up the toilet.
Yeah. You think that's going to be as quickly as he got us back with Nutty Professor, he's going to go back down with the Dr. Doolittle?
I think so. Every ad that I've seen for that movie looks like it sucks.
Is he going to be wearing special makeup?
No, he is the only one that's not. And like the... who is it? Chris Rock is the voice of a gerbil, I guess.
Okay. Huh.
And, you know, they're doing that thing where, yeah, it sounds funnier than it is.
Oh, come on, man. Help a brother.
Right. And Gary Shandling is a bird.
Well, right there. Forget Gary Shandling.
And at one point, Eddie Murphy is sitting in a doctor's office, and Gary Shandling, who's some kind of a bird, right, turns and says, "Do I look fat to you?
Oh,
if I turn my head like this, do I look like a blue jay?"
Okay.
I'm going to go on record right now, Dr. Doolittle.
Disaster.
Stinky.
Box office poison. Bro.
Hello. Hello there.
How's it going?
Great, my friend.
First, I got to say, Don and Mike kick ass.
Right on, brother.
Thank you.
Right on. I'm calling from Reno, Nevada.
Yes, sir.
How much kind of time delay do we have on this?
What time is it right now in Reno?
2:30.
Right. Well, that's what time it is here.
As a matter of fact, that's what time it is all over the world. It's 2:30.
God damn it! Why do so many stupid people call this show? Why don't you stupid people find another safe haven? Why isn't our show that every stupid dick in the world has to call. I go through a whole hour and we don't take any calls because the calls suck so bad. Then the first call I take is you. God damn it, you're an idiot. I mean it.
And then stone silence because you can't process it.
I listen to the Don and Mike show every day, and now you want to call me an idiot.
Yes, I'm going to call you an idiot because you called our show and added nothing. Like you are right now.
Lots of long periods of silence. It gets frustrating.
I understand what you're saying.
Well, first, your stupid comment about you're not on any kind of time delay. You're hearing the show live right now. And furthermore, in Reno, it's not 2:30, it's 2:42.
2:37.
2:42. Dickhead. I have a clock in front of me.
All right. I apologize there.
I apologize.
You apologize.
You apologize?
Apologize.
All right. Everyone?
Apologize for what? For calling our show or for being alive?
Yeah.
Which is it?
For the having the wrong time.
For having the wrong time.
Yeah.
God, please, God, stop the stupid people from calling this show. Please, God, Jesus Christ, my Savior in heaven. Please, God.
Oh, I love it when you get religious. Yeah. I love it when you get religious because strange things happen. Mm-hmm. Miraculous things happen.
I purposely went a whole hour without taking any calls.
Yeah.
Because most of the calls that we were taking in the first hour today were guys like this.
And I think after a holiday weekend, it's always been our tradition here that the calls take a while to get up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you...
Why is that, though? You and me are up to speed when we come in the room. Buzz is up to speed.
Well,
everybody else with a goddamn life is up to speed.
We're professionals, and I look at this show sometimes like a pro-am. Yeah. This is the amateur portion of the program, which is no less important to the show,
but
we rely on the talents of amateurs.
Listen, you brainless twit, why did you call us?
Just to talk to Don and Mike.
All right, you piece of garbage. Did you have anything to say at all?
I guess not.
So you really had nothing to say? That's what you had to say.
I just wanted to tell you how I like your show.
Great, thanks. Go to hell.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Feel the love.
Oh, come on. You try taking these calls.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Go a whole hour without taking any calls, and that's the first one we take?
There are going to be occasional individuals who are examples. And
Hello.
That was the example.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Bobby.
I was just going to ask Mike, did he get any strawberry jelly?
I saw lots of strawberry jelly at the Delaplane Strawberry Festival. I forgot to mention the one reason I went there was because Willard told me to go. Oh. I saw Willard on the Today Show, you know, saying happy birthday to the 100-year-old
You do everything
people.
Willard tells you
yes,
to do?
Yes, I do. If it's in my neck of the woods, Willard recommends that I go.
How about when Willard Scott is given the birthdays of the old people?
Remember when he used to do like one a week and now it's like 50 a day?
Yeah. And they get the picture of these old people who look like you might as well dig the hole already for them. And then he always says something like, isn't she a beautiful woman?
Hello, Lily.
She's a beautiful woman. Hey, and her hobbies are breathing. Right?
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, a simple question for you, Don and Mike. I just returned to the U.S. after 11 years in Asia. But before I left, I remember a radio show I heard on a radio show in Buffalo.
Can I ask you a question before you proceed?
Yeah.
You spent 11 years and you just came back from Asia. You didn't bring back one of those Asian sex diseases, did you?
No, sorry. Did you want one? I could probably get you one.
You know, that's called the me love you long time disease. That's what that is.
Long time over there.
All right, what's your question?
My question is, did you guys do a bit that was about the King of Fa?
No.
That's not you guys.
Right.
All right, that's my question.
Right, another great call.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Don what time it is.
Beautiful, sir. You know, I don't mind. Everybody piles on, though. I know that's how it goes.
It's inevitable.
I understand.
Everybody is still on vacation.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Fernando E. Miguel.
Hello, my friend.
What's going on, Bulls?
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, listen, I was just watching C-SPAN a little while ago, and maybe you can get somebody to get some tape on this, but...
they were doing something about some Vietnam memorial thing, and they had some Vietnamese woman, and her last name was spelled P-H-U-C.
Really?
Yes.
That's not to be confused with P-H-U-T.
Would be Phut.
Phut U.
Phut U, that was his entire name, Phut U.
He was my own student.
And that woman, her name would be...
Something like that.
Very close to that.
If her last name was U, it would be a very... Yeah, I've heard of that name before. I used to have an Italian confidential secretary.
Welcome down to Mike's show.
Yes, sir. This is Tim from Wichita. I wanted to see if sometime you guys are going to be coming here pretty soon.
Can I tell you something? That's another call. I'm really getting sick of taking.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah, hold on. Do you understand?
We have a pretty good show. I hope you hurry up and get laid.
Well, thank you. There's something I can relate to, sir. Thank you.
That's a well-wisher.
I hope I get laid soon, too.
That's a well-wisher.
Okay.
And if we're coming to wherever you live, listen to your station, because they will announce them.
I always do.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank
Would it be
you.
Safe to say you're forbidding calls on that subject also?
Oh, yes.
I think that's valid.
But it's not going to work.
No, it won't.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, this is Christy from Baltimore.
Hello, Christy.
How you doing?
Hey, fantastico.
Oh, fantastico. Yo tengo bueno or busto.
Oh, you do you? Wow.
Yeah, baby.
So says my husband.
Oh, really? Oh, all right.
He's a Mr. Clean.
Jelly.
He likes my jelly, too.
I bet he likes your jelly.
He likes your jelly. I'm so happy you have a good marriage. Thanks
you.
For the call.
Hello, Don, on my show.
I was calling. You remember about 2 weeks ago that guy called and you gave him a really hard time because you guys are experts in your field and he was a loser?
Which guy was that, sir?
That happens every day, 20, 30 times on this program.
But you're big. Whenever you find someone you think is a loser, you tell them that you guys are number one in the Arbitron books. And that's
yeah.
Why you're cool.
Yeah, we are, right. Correct.
Isn't it also true that your son hates you and your wife won't give you any sex? Doesn't that make you a loser?
No, my son does not hate me and my wife just hasn't given me sex for 5 days.
All right, you're a winner.
You're right, sir. I'm a goddamn winner in life.
Top of the world. Now leave us alone. That's piling on. That's big time piling on, and I'm getting fed up.
I love Don of Mike's show.
I lost my golf match this weekend. The Red Sox lost 3 games in a row. The Capitals won, though.
Hello.
Bush Radio Gods.
Hello.
Helen Hunt or Courtney Cox.
Okay. Really? This is it. No more calls. I'm going to prove to everybody now that we can do a show without any interaction from our fantastic audience. Because I know that 99% of the people that listen to this show never call. Yet the 1% that call continue to pound the same 2 or 3 idiotic thoughts into every call. It's either can I play the name game or can I give you a who would you do, not to mention the fact that I'm sure we've rated Helen Hunt and whoever else you have a million friggin' times. Not once, not twice, a million times.
You have made this man cry.
But this is Cleve, and I'm a fuel technician transfer.
I don't care. I don't care. F you.
All right,
you go ahead and laugh. Keep calling. Nobody's picking up those phones today.
We are boycotting those phones.
Right.
Day baseball, man.
Boy, there you go.
Boycotting those phones.
Let them ring.
Ring, ring. They're
okay,
ringing.
Go ahead and ring.
They're ringing crazy like now.
Go ahead and ring.
They're ringing, ain't they?
You keep ringing.
Acting crazy now.
Keep ringing. Yeah. I'm not answering.
Do it, Don. This time.
No, I'm not going to answer, Mike. Listen, we got other great stuff we can go to.
I know we do.
All right? Maybe the stuff we got to go to is not so great.
Oh, dear.
All right, maybe no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You, look at that line.
I got the
look
funniest that. Mom in America here that we can call.
Look at that bank of lines over there.
I got a taxi cab from the Jerry Seinfeld show that's being auctioned off.
Who are these taxi cabs?
I got an astrologer who says that Frank Sinatra was going to die, but then he held off because he wanted to see the last Jerry Seinfeld show.
That one I
okay,
like.
Okay, see, we got some good stuff. We don't have to rely strictly on our callers.
No, we do not. We've enjoyed it in the past.
Right, we're just not enjoying it a lot today.
Some of the calls have been, pretty dismal.
But that's okay. That's my fault because right. I decided that we should take the calls. So now I've made the decision. No more calls.
Guy's out here taking some calls. Gets his knee blown up.
Not badly, hopefully. Right. Maybe we'll just have all of our correspondents with listeners now via the mail.
Yeah.
Write us a letter. You got something you want to say to us, write us a letter.
United States Mail.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, one more.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Oh, no.
Your radio's up too loud.
Turn your radio down.
All righty.
Thank you.
Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Who do you think you're speaking to right now?
Not Don and Mike.
Okay.
Maybe I am speaking to Donna Mike.
This time I really mean it. No more telephone calls.
All right, guys, relax.
Relax?
Yeah.
I can't relax.
He's very upset.
It's Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day. We all should be happy people.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was dangerously close to today is Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day.
All right, no more calls. It's fine. I can deal with it. I appreciate the fact that everybody is listening.
You should give me a prize for trying to cheer you up.
Give you a prize? Kiss my bung.
Hey, F you.
Oh, no, F you.
Hey.
Hey, finally, a caller I can really communicate with.
There you go. There's love here. There's love here.
Let's just be pissed off at the world to get to then.
What?
Let's all just be pissed off at the world together.
Let's
then.
Be angry. You know something? The 3-day weekend's over.
I'm not pissed off at the world. I'm just pissed off at the people that are calling our show.
All right, how about one more complaint while I have you on the line?
Oh, sure, it's a good time for it, sir.
Get off of the air at 7 o'clock so we can listen to the Junkies.
Oh, my God, that's nice. We've given you over a decade of service, and you bring up the young upstarts who happen to be our friends.
Well, you cut off a half hour.
You know
of the
something?
Show.
That's right. Can I be honest with you?
What's
we
that?
Get kissed. We get wet kisses from the Junkies because they like us going on as late as possible.
So the show will go on as far as the show goes on, and you, I was right about you the first time. F you.
Hey, that's not nice.
F you.
Hey, F you.
No, F you.
Hey, when's the next Las Vegas show?
God, you can't win.
No.
You know, you just can't win on this show.
I no. can't argue with you the whole time. I love you guys too.
God, F you.
Hey, yeah. F you too, Mike.
All right, F you.
F you, sir. F you.
F you, Buzz.
F you sideways. F you on ice.
F you, sir.
F you, Buzz. F you, Robbie.
All right. Well, all right.
F everybody.
We got a break.
Really?
And then we're coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show. Sweeter than Vince Lombardi's caramelized scrotum. The Don and Mike Show.
The National Enquirer says Chris Farley is in a detox center in Maryland fighting heroin addiction.
Are you kidding?
What? Well, that's what the National Enquirer says. Now, a spokesman for Chris Farley denies that, says he's actually...
For the love of God!
He's actually in a weight loss center, according to his spokesman.
There's a lot of room between heroin and weight loss.
Holy shnikey.
And Chris...
Richard, look at my track!
Chris does
you
weigh.
Told me that those were insect bites. They're not bites, for God's sake.
Chris does weigh 375 pounds, so that story, the weight loss center story, certainly is plausible.
Holy shnikey.
Whatever it is, whether it's heroin detox or weight loss, he's in for 3 months.
Whatever. I'm just glad that Rob Bay's off that Fen-Phen stuff.
Yeah, really.
You know, I had the biggest laugh of vacations when I read in the newspaper that Fen-Phen can kill you. Because I heard Rob doing those commercials. Hey, it's me, Rob Spiewak. I've lost 14 pounds. I'm going to be dead before Labor Day, but I'm down an entire size in my pants.
The miracle of modern medicine.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, you're off that stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, he is, as a matter of fact. He told me that earlier.
You're off that Fen-Phen stuff?
Never felt... Okay. No, somebody get it.
No.
I did cease my taking of the fine medication yesterday.
Good.
And my aorta has never felt better.
Good now.
Be at the doctor very soon.
Go home, have a nice rich meal tonight.
That's right, with lots of beer.
Get anything you want. Yeah, you know, really, I think now that this is all this nonsense is out of the way, I think it's time for you to balloon up to about 400. Bye-bye, Rob.
All right. I want to watch you walk out of the room. Dead man walking!
What do you have next?
I just wanted to tell you that Chris Farley has been in alcohol rehab a couple of times before, so again, either story plausible.
Gotcha. Oh,
John Popper of Blues Traveler and Music News says that running out of breath is not the worst thing that's ever happened to him while playing the harmonica. No, even worse than that. He tells Entertainment Weekly that he has actually thrown up into his harmonica.
Who doesn't want to share that now?
Well, according John Popper, you just got to suck it up, chunks and all.
Let me interrupt you for a second.
All right.
We had a story about another really fat guy a few moments ago, Chris Farley.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now here's a guy in Sacramento who claims he was in detox with Chris Farley.
Ah.
Is this Dave?
Yes, it is.
Dave, when do you claim that you were in detox with Chris Farley?
Well, it was right about the first part of November. You're in there for 28 days, and I just got there one day, and he came in, and that's when we met and everything.
Well, what about this heroin dependency thing? Can you confirm or deny that? I mean, from your perspective?
What were you there for?
Alcohol.
And he was there for...
He was there for heroin, we were told. Oh. When he came in, he was so drunk.
Holy shnikes.
You should have seen it. And wait a minute, he has put on at least 100 pounds since, like, Tommy Boy. I mean, he walked in here, and you could just smell him from, like, 15 feet away.
Son of a...
Oh, and then he goes and he makes these two huge ham sandwiches, because there's a little kitchenette part when you first come in that you can eat if you want to.
You know, I wish him nothing but the best, because I am a big fan of his.
Yeah.
I got to think, if there's one guy who would really be funnier on drugs, probably Chris Farley.
He was so nice. He was just like he is in the movies. I mean, I wish him the best, too.
Yeah.
But there's no question he was there.
Because there's really not a lot to Chris Farley's comedy. Most of Chris Farley's comedy is running into stuff.
Oh,
I would think if you got him all loop-de-loop on goofballs,
yeah,
it might be really funny.
He must play for a Yankee.
You know, at the same time, too, and
what?
This is the same time that Mary and Chris Farley were there,
who?
There was a guy, a boxer, I can't remember his name, but he fought Tyson in Japan and got knocked out like in 53 seconds or something.
What was he there for?
Crack, actually. He was so funny because he was telling us, oh, Tyson doesn't hit so hard, and we're all going like, he knocked you out like...
Really, who else was there? Was Mother Goose there with you, too?
No, you know who was just there? The guy from Ain't My Friends is the same place.
What? The guy from what?
The guy that was on Friends that was just there. I can't think of his name.
Matthew Perry.
Let me see if I've got this straight. You were in detox with Chris Farley and with Matthew Perry.
No. Matthew Perry was just there. I was in detox with Chris Farley.
What about the Easter Bunny?
Was the Easter Bunny there?
If you weren't there, how would you know that Matthew Perry was there?
It was in the paper in People or something.
Hmm.
You can't hide this stuff when these guys check in these places.
No. Of course, it was on the front page of the National Enquirer. We are just doubting the fact that you were there with all of these other celebrities.
No. I was there with Chris Farley and this boxer. I was not there with Matthew.
Okay, then that would be we're just doubting whether you were there with Chris Farley and the boxer.
Well, it was there during Thanksgiving.
Because, you know, it just sounds also a little weird that you would say, yeah, he was there. We were told it was heroin, and I wish him the very best in his career.
He was the super guy there. I mean,
he was
funny.
Guy.
I mean, he's just... I don't know.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, nobody wants to hear this about an idol like that.
Yeah.
My advice to you is go back to the bottle.
I would urge you to start
drinking heavily right now.
I always do when I listen to your guys' show.
Well, God bless you.
Of course you do.
God bless you guys. Glad you guys are back.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See, that guy wasn't really in detox with anybody.
Yes, we didn't trust him. The crap detectors, everyone's crap detector was...
Oh.
No, you were not.
You were not. So I've never... Why would I lie to you guys?
Because you're
everybody.
A liar.
Radio God.
Everybody lies to us.
Oh, I would... No.
We don't believe you. I'm sorry, we don't. I mean,
check my story out.
That's our perspective.
I'm not going to check your story. I'm going to call Chris Farley and ask him if he remembers a guy from Sacramento in detox.
No, he wouldn't remember me, I don't think.
Yeah. See, that's why we don't believe you.
Well, then why did you let Jimmy put me on?
Because we sometimes let people on. We want to hear the story, and then
you can mess with them. Huh?
No. No, listen, if we thought that you were telling the truth, we would say thanks for the call.
We didn't know you were, not credible until you started talking. So we let you...
My credibility is my honesty about this.
Credibility and honesty.
What honesty?
The fact that I was there. I mean, do you think that's something I'm proud of?
I think you're making it up is what I think, really.
I think
you just heard the name Chris Farley, and you thought, hey, this is my chance to be on the show.
And like all guys that call the radio show, they actually hang on like
Chris
you're hanging
Farley
on right now.
Chris Farley was the month of November of last year.
What?
Check where Chris Farley was in the month of November.
Listen, anybody could have read the National Enquirer and seen that in November he was in detox.
He wasn't. Well, I never saw it in the National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm. Of course not, because you were in detox.
Matthew Perry, you can see where he was, the same place.
Yeah, you can read that.
This place was started before Betty Ford and everything. It's great for this kind of
thing. We just don't believe you.
We don't believe you.
You guys don't want to believe me. Very, very disappointing.
We want to believe.
Listen, want to believe.
There'd be nothing better than having a guy who was really in detox with Chris Farley. They just don't believe you.
We're having a great deal of difficulty believing your story. It's full of holes.
Wait a minute. Ask me about those holes. I just told you the truth.
All you've done is say stuff that anybody could have read in the National Enquirer, and you throw in offhanded, oh, yes, we heard that he was addicted to heroin. You know, if that's the case, how come this hasn't gotten out for the last 7 months?
Yeah, and then he went over into the little kitchen area.
Obviously, publicity advisors didn't want that kind of stuff.
And then he went over into the kitchen area and made two big, huge ham sandwiches.
Oh, that was the funniest thing in the world.
But he was just like in Tommy Boy. He was so nice. And Mike, he's 100 pounds heavier than when he was in Tommy Boy.
Sure.
Oh. And then there was the boxer from Mike Tyson who was there, and also the guy from Friends.
No, he was the guy from Friends. I just saw that in the paper that he was there just a month ago or something.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. I don't believe you.
All right.
I don't believe you.
What do you mean? What?
But I do. I totally believe you. I totally believe you.
I can't believe this.
Sometimes
you guys with this, bear my soul.
Uh-huh. Oh, listen, will you stop off with this holier-than-now crap, all of this bear my... You're not bearing your soul. You're trying to get on a radio show. You're trying to jerk our chains here.
The thrill for you is being on the air.
I've never called a radio station ever in my life.
Never. I've never called in my life.
You say I'm like Tom Gavin?
Guys, what are you talking about?
You've called hundreds of radio stations. You call them every day.
And we're the only guys dumb enough to give guys like you a lot of airtime.
I've never called a radio station ever.
Every day.
I do.
You haven't called a radio station today. Maybe we were the first call today.
Today.
No, but I doubt that, too.
And by the way, Jimmy the intern... He's like a nice guy as far as a screener or something.
Well, now we know you're a liar.
Yeah, because he's a real jerk.
Well, he was nice to me.
Well, you know, he wanted to set you up. He probably knew you were lying.
Well, listen, I'm sure that you have some kind of paperwork from when you were in detox. You could just fax me the paperwork. That would be an easy way to prove this, and then you'd get us eating crow.
Your diploma. And there's nothing greater than to have us eat crow. Feathers and everything all over the place.
But now tell me the excuse why you don't have the paperwork.
I'm looking at something right now that I could fax you.
Okay. All right, good. What are you looking at right now?
He's looking at his word processor that he's typing up the fabrication right now.
No, it's not that at all.
What is it? What are you looking at? The back of your hand? The wall?
No, it's on the bulletin board here.
The bulletin board.
He's got it pinned to the bulletin board.
Well, it's my own house. Yeah, uh-huh. I can...
All right, what does it say? Sure. What's it say? On the bulletin board, what does it say?
Read it.
Well, it's an aftercare referrals is what it is.
What does it say?
Well, it has the name of everything and...
Well, read it to me. What does it say exactly?
Well, it has my name and...
Well, what does it say after that?
Well, where I'm supposed to go for after.
Where are you supposed to go?
The patient has been scheduled for intake interview on 12-17-96 with this guy. I don't know him.
Hold on. You're willing to trash the name of Chris Farley and this boxer Matthew Perry.
It doesn't, this is my thing. It doesn't have Chris Farley's name on it.
We're having a great deal of difficulty believing you.
I believe you.
Don does.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's me. I'm the one that doesn't believe you.
If I fax this to you guys, you're going to apologize, right?
Yeah.
Do you
see
that I'm telling the truth?
If it's not made up, if we don't think that it's like been completely, you know, you could type something up.
No, it can be done right away, and I don't have time to, just magically was, I'm like super computer boy, and I could get this thing out.
Sure you could.
You told the Chris.
Yeah, I'll tell you something right now. You sound to me like you're on goofballs right now.
Well, I told Jimmy I was having a beer. I relapsed a couple months ago.
Now you're telling the whole world.
Well, that's why I can't believe you guys are saying that I'm lying.
Yeah, you're lying.
I'm baring my soul. You're like, hold your now attitude. I don't have a hold your now attitude. I feel bad now for...
Have you ever heard the expression, he doth protest too much?
Right. See, if you were really a guy who had gone through this...
You guys are arguing with me, and this is what I have to do to try and convince you that I'm telling the truth.
You know what would be the easiest way? Someone who had really been through this would have the confidence to say, well, Don and Mike, if you don't believe me, screw you, and would I hang up? They would have hanged up. Hey, Granny, he would have hanged up the phone 5 minutes ago.
He would have hanged up the phone.
Well, you know what I meant.
I know.
Yeah. I can't help it. I'm stupid.
Well, come on now. How come?
Still want me to fax this thing to you?
Yes. Hold on.
We've gotten guys like this before, and they hang on so much because they it's a game to them, and it's a game to us, too. It's a game we like to win as much as these guys like to win. Evil liar, man. They're all over. It's like the Borg.
Hold on. Hey, Robbie, would you pick up, please?
Okay. Hi, beautiful.
There's our producer. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I think the guy's credible.
Well, what do you know? Who is this?
Listen, it seems like every time somebody calls in, you got to tear them down and
break. Listen, what did I say at the beginning of the show today? I'm not going to tolerate anybody that disagrees with anything that we say on this show anymore.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear me announce that?
Bully! Bully!
Didn't you hear me announce
right.
that?
Bully!
Didn't you hear that? No more.
Yeah.
No more.
Especially when we get calls from Mr. Sucker. It's Mr. Sucker calling. Sucker.
Suckers.
Suckers.
As Libby would say, suckers. Okay? So listen, if you've got a complaint, get a piece of legal paper and write it out and send it to me, Don Geronimo, North Pole. Okay? And that's how we'll handle anything that you don't like in the show.
Anything?
Anything you don't like at all.
That's it. There's nothing you can do about it.
The only way you guys win is because you tag team these guys and beat them into submission.
That's our prerogative to tag team anybody we want.
Again, I will tell you that this is the new policy that I'm not... Why am I explaining the new policy?
Right.
I just don't put the policy
don't
into effect.
Implement it.
There, he's gone.
Yeah. All right.
I hung up on him.
Good.
I hung up on his ass.
Bad. Jesus. Yeah. Come on now.
Who's on this line?
Well, nobody
on that line. Where were we, Buzz?
About to finish up quickly. In sports, is Mike Tyson's career over? That's the big question. He is, of course, suspended for a year, has to pay a $3 million fine, and will have to reapply every year, assuming that his license is reinstated.
Can you imagine how boring the show would be if we just let guys like that prattle on? Hey, Dynamite. Hey, Dynamite, I was in rehab with... He's a super guy, just like in Tom... And we go, okay... Hey, thanks for calling, Pachango.
Yeah.
What a bore. Who would listen to that?
We, we questioned his credibility, and I found it inspirational. I did. I enjoyed it, and I hope our listeners did.
I don't know what it is. I am always prone to disbelieve anyone who calls this show and says they know anything that's relevant to something we're talking about.
Especially if it's important.
Mm-hmm. But I got a fax here from David. I won't say his last name.
Okay.
But as you can see, Mike, it is an actual, looks like, aftercare referral.
And that's the big one, too. That's one I've seen in the news before.
Right, the name of the place that Chris Farley is supposed to be going to. Says your aftercare recommendations include abstinence from all mood-altering chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Then it has like a contact person for this guy to talk to and an AA contact. And it's got all kinds of stuff like your clinical case manager. So to the guy who called a moment ago and said that he was in rehab with Chris Farley, listen to this. Michael Marius.
Yes, I am. From... the bottom of my heart.
I, of course, believed you.
Don believed you all the way along. I wish I wasn't such a cynic, Don.
Well, Mike, even though I totally believed him,
I'm sorry, too.
Thank you.
Because an apology from both of us is better than from just one of us. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
And, of course, I'm making that up. I didn't believe him either. I'm sorry. But listen, you really shouldn't be drinking now.
Yeah.
Now that I believe.
Call now those numbers.
Now that I believe that you were really in rehab.
Yeah, put the beer away.
You shouldn't be drinking now.
Not at all.
Well, at least Jimmy was friendly to us.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
He liked Jimmy. Jimmy, that might be a side career for you, counseling.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, you're in rehab.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're really sorry.
Sorry.
It was sure fun not believing him, though. You had a lot of fun doing that.
Sure, it's a lot more fun doing a show where you don't believe anybody that calls.
The best is when you don't believe somebody and you're right. You know, when you don't believe somebody and you're wrong, that just kind of takes the wind out of our sails.
That's when you got to say you're sorry. All right. You're a drunk. I'm sorry.
So sorry.
I wonder if he was really in with Chris Farley, though.
No way.
I don't think so either.
That's just full of it.
Yeah, really.
Big liar.
He wasn't there.
Yeah, he might have gone to the same place, but he wasn't there when Farley was there.
Tony Baloney?
Really? Liar, liar, on fire.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Brad, this is Legion Jean. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number? I'm kind of serious about this, you know. I can take it, but I can also dish it out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WTFK and file a complaint against you. You don't want that for a Christmas present, right? Have a nice day, Turkey.
The Don and Mike Show.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
Fantastic.
They will put the boom, boom, booty on ye, Don and Mike.
Let me make a quick call to check on the home fires before we move on with the show. Last night was a shaky night at home, man.
Really?
Hello?
Very shaky night. Hello, honey.
Well, hi, my boo-boo.
No, it sounds okay. The problem last night was that, we haven't carpeting laid in the basement.
Uh-huh.
And there's a room in the basement, like a big closet, where I had my drum set.
Right, I remember.
And Frida said to me, do you want to have that room recarpeted as long as the guys are going to be doing it? And I said, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't think about the fact that she would want to go in there and move all the stuff out.
Ooh, necessary and a prerequisite for laying the carpet. Mm-hmm.
And it was a little dirty in there.
Mm-hmm. A little dirty.
We've discussed that before, apparently. The walls, right? Next to the drum set? Or is that next to the treadmill?
No, that was a whole different thing, Mike. I wouldn't bring that up. Because that occurred to me, too, and I very nicely wasn't mentioning that. Well, I just
remember because it was a big discussion.
When we painted the walls that were the treadmill had stood earlier. And
right.
It was a collection on the wall, but that's a whole different topic.
No, there was a collection of different body stuff that was on the wall. What happened?
Primarily one type of body stuff. I mean, I hope, because I was scraping it off.
What
DNA test on it.
What happened in the drum room in the basement was the fact that I don't take the best care of my CDs when I drum.
I'm surprised you're bringing this up, because...
Fine. I don't care. I don't mind showing people my flaws. The only thing that was in that room were a bunch of CDs out of their cases, like 100 of them, and broken drumsticks. Whenever I would break a drumstick, I would just throw it, and there was a chair in there that was broken.
There were broken chair, broken stool.
A broken chair and a broken drumstick.
Cat turd in there.
I know. How was I supposed to know?
Here we go.
I'm not accountable.
Where you go out of the... You know, when it's broken chairs, CDs all around, no problem. You go into the cat turd, I guess that's a different area.
Right, and I didn't even know that... I didn't even know that there was a cat turd in there. For goodness sakes, I would have cleaned it up.
There was trash everywhere. I mean, it was trash. Why couldn't you just...
There was trash in a trash can in there, honey.
That trash can overflowed, my darling. It was only meant to hold, like, a day's worth of trash.
And the trash that was in the trash can wasn't like half-eaten sandwiches or bananas or stuff. It was like Diet Cherry Coke cans and like, when I would buy a new pair of drumsticks, you know, the plastic bags that they come
in. CD wrappers, maybe?
Cellophane.
No, the CD wrappers are pretty much all over the floor.
And cracked CDs everywhere. And CDs are expensive. I was just furious.
CDs for free.
I should have known, because I've walked in there before and found old pizza boxes. Well, thank goodness, you know, you're watching your weight now, so there are no pizzas. Mostly Diet Coke cans everywhere.
Yeah.
But it was just disgusting trash everywhere. And I thought to myself, this is what your house would be like if I didn't exist.
Well, maybe so.
There's no maybe about it. And I thought you had grown.
I thought you overreacted a little bit last night, frankly.
I was in a bad mood, and I was just disgusted by your laziness. I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going
to
hammer it into you today, but I was just...
I have no problem bringing my flaws up on the show. I think it shows me as a more rounded human being.
It shows you as one of the people that would be on, like, Lisa. That, you know, they've done these shows.
They called me to be on that show, and I turned them down. You know that, when they wanted me to talk about my parents.
But they never called you to talk about sloppy people.
You know, when they did these shows where, you know, you can't walk to my mother-in-law's. You can't walk through her living
room. I just want to say my wife is exaggerating. This is the room that's the size of a closet, okay? Right. And
it's
as far as
the closet.
As far as the trash goes, the trash was nothing that would add odor, nothing that you would be able to walk in and you'd like you smell something and go, oh, this place is filthy.
Now,
right?
If you like the smell of cat turd.
Now, honey, where were the cat turds?
They were under some CDs. The CDs were so thick that the cat, I'm sure, mistook it for kitty litter.
Those cats. Let me tell you, though, something about cats, okay? Cats will defecate in sneaky little places. They will hide their defecation.
This wasn't hidden.
I play my drums almost every day, and I had never seen cat poop. Listen,
they were kind of squished, sure you stepped on them.
If you're wondering where the bar is for me, the bar between what I will clean and what I won't clean, when it gets to waste...
Yes.
Human waste or pet waste?
Human waste.
I will clean it.
You will not clean up any human waste off of the floor.
You would.
I will. Yes, I would.
You
will.
You couldn't change Bart's diapers when he was a baby.
Well, Bart's diapers smelled like something that would make me throw up. I got a gag reflex. And the drum room did not smell like that.
Well, you would clean human waste when you couldn't feed your own infants.
What I'm saying is
most guys, now I'm probably going to get a lot of people calling and say, most guys, that's tough. I mean, guys do it sometimes, but changing diapers is tough.
Women's work.
I'll tell you a big secret. It's no picnic for girls.
I'm sure it isn't, but...
It's tough for girls.
It's that maternal thing, you know? It's that nurturing.
No.
Honey, listen, you know I got a gag reflex.
I do too, my darling, but I know I got
it. And listen, my point is, if I walked into the drum room and there was a giant pile of human feces in there, I would clean it up.
No, you'd...
Bully!
You'd ignore it.
Bully!
You couldn't ignore it.
You'd tell me about it.
After I cleaned it up.
Even if it was somebody else's?
No.
Somebody else that had been using your drums and then decided to take a big duke right there in the middle of it?
Big duke right in the middle
of your drum room?
You'd be looking under the yellow pages for duke cleaners.
Maybe not hers.
And after I finished with the drum solo, I took a duke in the drum room.
Hey, listen, talk about gross. You have no idea how many hairballs I clean up and stuff from our cat furball. How when she coughs out these things that look like turds, and I think they're turds until I see like ribbon and stuff in them.
Well, the ribbons have turds in them too, but that's you know, they're two different things.
I clean up a lot more than you think I do.
Well,
just not in my drum room
you guys got a menagerie over there now, don't you?
It's my drum room. Yes, we have three dogs and a cat. My wife got rid of the birds.
Right.
And that's all we have right now: is three dogs and a cat.
That's not too much.
Right. Okay.
All right, boo-boo.
I know what else I was going to say. The absolute cherry on the cake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday during the show, she calls me. It was like 6:30. We're almost done.
Right.
And she says, "Boy, I'm so pissed at you. Your drum room is a mess. Mm-hmm. There was a broken chair and broken drumstick." She says, "And a love letter from some girl."
No,
right?
I said a letter with kisses on it.
Right, so I couldn't wait to get home to see what this bit of incriminating evidence was, right?
Yeah.
You know what incriminates you? See, if you said that to me, there was a letter with kisses on it, I'd laugh and think, oh, that's funny, what is it? It must be some kind of goof thing. It would be. But you get very worried. So that makes me think, all right, even if this is nothing, what's he so upset about?
So you can't win with her. You can't, you can't win. If I say nothing, then you would think, uh-oh. How come he's not saying anything?
No. I agree. If you went, oh, jeez. That way, you go nuts.
So I go home and I look at it, okay? It's a picture of you and me, Mike, that somebody took at the Super Bowl, okay? And it's a Super Bowl like 3 years ago. Wow. We're doing a live broadcast.
Right.
And on the note, and who knows who this was from, and I don't even know how it ended up down there, it just said...
You were saving it, but that's all right.
Funny, I wasn't saving it. It was garbage.
It was with the CDs in a treasured spot. It was one of the few picked up things in the room, but go ahead.
Yeah, like a picture of me and Mike means so much.
And a little note with kisses on it, but I'm sure it meant...
You mean it doesn't?
Well, anyway, the note says something like, I'll give you the other pictures some other time.
So what would you give me for the other pictures? Like it was of a naked girl or something.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I think that was the big post-Super Bowl Wesson Oil party.
Yeah,
you remember.
And then some kisses, but you know what? It doesn't even bother me.
And you know what? I was thinking about it, and you know who, seriously, I swear to God, who that photo was from now that I realized it?
Who?
Now that you had the day to think of something?
No. Go back and look at the initials on the letter, because on the stationery it had those fancy girl letters on top of it. Mrs. Leonard Shapiro. I swear to God.
Really?
Don't you remember when we met her at the Super Bowl?
Wait,
yeah,
really,
she was in the
press room.
You really
have to go through your Rolodex to come up with an S.
Oh, honey, come on.
Mrs. Shapiro.
She took our picture.
Very hot for us.
Uh-huh. Believable. She did take our pictures.
All right, boo-boo. Well, you know, you just brought up two things that I'd gotten over.
What, the room and the picture?
Right, the room and the picture. I had moved on to not be upset about that anymore.
Oh, come on. You're not upset about it. Come on.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, we're looking forward to the big party this weekend.
Good, me too.
All right, I love you.
All right, I love you too.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go through your other room today.
Don't knock your socks out.
Yeah.
I mean, knock your socks off. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Let me know if you find anything.
I'll be looking.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Don't look at the cigar boxes.
Oh. The cat turds in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's a ball buster. Oh, she? Cats. I hate cats.
Who's on this great? Hello.
My cats have never done anything like that.
Buzz, I seriously had a home that I almost could not sell based on what cats had done to it.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Damn cats.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I don't know where they are now, but I think they might be in kitty heaven.
Well, I think you might have killed them. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Don't you have a tape recording of Linda McCartney singing?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you hear that Paul McCartney was releasing one of her, she has an album that's coming out now?
It's true.
Hello?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Where are the crickets? Where are the crickets when we need them?
No, crickets really? Got a workout on yesterday's show. We're looking for them right now.
Said she was working on the album for 20 years.
Wow.
And it has 16 songs and 13...
I'm not even listening to him. Just watching Rob look for the tape of the crickets.
Yeah, said she also sings and plays instruments.
All right, keep going. We're still looking for the tape.
Give us a little more background on the Linda tape.
Okay, the album's called Wide Prairie, and it's supposed to be due out in November.
Well, you know what? I don't see it either, Rob.
I don't think it's there.
That's odd.
We lost our... That's like one of our new funniest tapes.
I was trying to get through when the BBC guy was there.
You were trying to get through to talk about Linda McCartney's
right.
new album?
Yeah.
That should be producing crickets?
I'll go buy it.
On our... you're going to go buy it?
Hell yeah.
I got to give, man. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for the homemade cricket sound effect.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, okay. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How does he do that?
With his mouth.
with my mouth, Buzz. I do it with my mouth.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, your radio's up too loud.
Just another proof that British sports suck. Look at their boxers. Herbie Hyde, Frank Bruno, Lennox Lewis. They suck.
Who?
Boxing guys.
Yeah, they suck.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on. Say that again, sir.
I said, just throw the proof that British sports suck. Look at their boxers. You got Herbie Hyde, Frank Bruno, Lennox Lewis, Nassim Hamed. They all suck. Got any comments on that?
We just had our comment on.
Yeah. You do this?
We finally found our crickets thing.
Crickets!
The crickets. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, your radio's up too loud, and that is annoying me, but beyond that, everything's great.
Okay, I was just waiting for the, you know.
Yeah, just relax, sir, and take your time, and then he hangs up.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, hold on, I gotta call that guy back. Yeah, well, please do.
598.
Let me just see how he likes it.
Yeah. Fair's fair.
This is Don and Mike, and we're doing a live radio show right now.
Okay.
You got some guy in there who I'm trying to call back because he just called our show.
Sure.
He just called our show, and he really slowed our show down.
Yeah, he just called, and he said, and then hung up on purpose.
So I wanted to call him back and just go, and then hang up on him. Would you happen to know which employee of yours that might be? Do you have a real dullard that works there?
One.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you put him on the phone, please?
Hold on.
Thank you.
Virginia Sprinkler would be a good DJ name.
Good lady DJ name.
Yeah. Late night.
Yeah.
Love songs with Virginia Sprinkler. I'm Golden Shower.
Virginia Sprinkler coming up.
Dick Trickle will be in just about 2 in the morning.
I'm John Deere. Good morning, everybody. Now, come on. How long does it take to find this guy?
You wake up every morning with the Cub Cadet. Yes, sir. And then Toro.
Toro in the weather. Toro in the chopper. Toro traffic.
Randy Weed Eater will be here 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, listen, this guy had no problem calling us and just going,
Makes sense.
Speakerphone? No speakerphone.
Who's this?
Like that. There you go.
Hey, turn around, it's fair play.
Sure.
Or whatever they say. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
I have you heard lately from the couple that got married on your show?
I was wondering what's happened with them.
No, you mean Jimmy and, what's her name, Michelle?
Yeah.
Jimmy Babbitt.
Jimmy Babbitt, you know, we've kind of left it up to them to contact us if they have any news. And no, we haven't heard anything, but maybe now that the word is out, maybe they'll give us a call.
Last time we talked to him, Jimmy Babbitt had kind of, you know, good news. Said, hey, he wouldn't mind pursuing this arrangement, perhaps.
I'd like to know.
Okay. As far as I know, they're still married. They have not contacted us to say that they achieved the divorce status.
Maybe they'll call back and they're having a baby.
I think they
no confirmation.
No, I think they had to stay married for at least 6 months or something to get legally divorced. But I don't know because I haven't talked to them. But
still long distance too, you know, so they couldn't consummate it.
Yeah, the last time Jimmy Babbitt was here, he kind of led us to believe that they were like long distance dating almost.
Showed us a nice giant poster though of him on the gurney going into the ambulance when he had passed out and he almost died
on his wedding day.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, Don. Mike.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hey, I just want to let you know your wife is way off on the gag reflex. Because my wife used to open up the diapers and smell them. And she said she could tell if they had any kind of intestinal problems or anything.
Oh my.
And I can't even go in the room. I start going in the room and I start gagging before I
eat. Oh my God.
I can't. I mean, I've changed enough diapers to know. It's one thing to do. You just want to be away from that. I mean, all you're doing to me when you're changing a diaper is keeping your hands and you know, keeping the cloth and the little baby wipe in between you and the baby. And if it gets on anything, it's just like,
it's the
God, to reach down there and smell.
Yeah, your wife would, of her own choice?
Of her own choice. She's a nurse, and she said she could, you know, tell if there was something wrong with the baby.
Imagine that. Let me take that diaper. More fiber necessary.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Donna Mike?
Yeah.
Some of the show kind of sounded familiar, and I didn't know if this was the best of today or if you guys were back.
No, this is a live program.
Stand by for an outstanding entertainment program.
Am I caller 100?
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
No,
you're being okay. We're having a good deal. Something's wrong with the tape.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you should ask the guy from the BBC to pay Toot for Loot.
Oh, Toot for Loot, right. Oh, the guy that hopped off Honk for Cash.
Toot for Loot, I remember that. He was a good guy. I remember that when we called him.
He wasn't that good, Mike. He was British.
He was the radio magpie.
Thank you, my friend. We got to do a break, and we are coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to play, then I'm getting the out of here. I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you f***ing guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, hey, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and f***ing tired of an 8-10 record. I'm f***ing tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to f*** around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not. I can guarantee you that if we don't play up there Monday night, you aren't going to believe the next four f***ing days. Now, I am not here to get my ass beat on Monday. Now, you better f***ing understand that right now. This is absolute f***ing bullshit. Now, I'll f***ing run your ass right in the ground. I mean, I'll f***ing run you. You'll think last night was a f***ing picnic. I had to sit around for a f***ing year with an 8-10 record in this f***ing league. And I mean, you will not put me in that position again, or you will goddamn pay for it like you can't believe. Now you better get your head out of your ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I thought it was going to be a better one, but that's good. No, now I got to get it out.
The best of Don and Mike.
I have a Teletubbies-related item today.
Teletubbies.
Remember a couple of weeks ago, so we'll be having the moms in catfights for these costumes later. A couple of weeks ago? I don't think you want your kids to have this.
Oh, really?
A couple of weeks ago, there was a story on the news about a Teletubby doll that said bad stuff about homos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Also said something like, kiss my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have one of the dolls.
Okay.
It's Teletubby Poe.
Okay.
One of the hot toys for the holidays. Let me see. Oh, it says Fatty Fatty, and also says Faggot.
Really?
Yes. Well, that's what the stories say that the dolls say.
Well, they're a little, even on the television show, they're a little hard to understand. It'll be interesting to see what this sounds like.
We want to thank our friends at the Record Mart, Old Town Alexandria, Virginia. They got one of these dolls that talks dirty, and they sent it to us.
Okay.
And now remember, it doesn't talk dirty on purpose.
No, it's just doing that Teletubby language, and it comes out sounding like this.
All right, let's see. I haven't heard it yet. Let's hear how it sounds.
Uh-oh, that's the big... Hold on, let me press it again.
That sounds like faggot, 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 yeah. Faggot, bite my butt.
Right, right.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't even sound like the real Teletubbies on the TV.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Uh-oh.
How do I get it to say the faggot thing again?
Wait, it's next. Bite my butt.
It sure does sound like faggot, 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 faggot. Bite my butt.
No, you don't have to go a long way to hear that. Who knows if there? You know, you never know with these things if there was somebody. It's always the disgruntled employee factor.
Let me see. We got a story with this. What were they supposed to be saying? He's supposed to be saying the nonsensical words, fit it, fit it.
All right, which could
be. The character regularly sings on the television show.
All right.
Now, as far as bite my butt, they don't give an explanation as to what he might be saying. He's supposed to say, hug me and bye-bye.
Right.
But obviously, this Teletubby, the red one,
Teletubbies.
Not saying that.
Poe. Reminds me all the way back to Crushed Bananas.
Oh, yeah, we used to have a Walt Disney, was it a Jungle Book toy?
Mm-hmm.
That when you pressed, it was one of those talking books, and when you pressed the button, it sounded like they were saying, well, this is even funnier. All right, here's the Disney toy. All right, that comes from the Disney toy.
You get those little speakers,
but this is even better. Coming up. Of course, you hear what you want to hear, but it sure doesn't sound to me like that.
So, not a lot of stretching to hear that, actually.
That's what he's saying.
There it is.
And this is a he or a she. They are purposely made to be like unisex, right?
I believe so. I don't watch a lot of them with my kids. I watch a lot of Barney, but I don't watch the... I've started to watch the Teletubbies a little bit more. And the Teletubbies are an interesting commodity.
I would think you wouldn't want your kids to watch a show that teaches them to talk baby talk, which is what the Teletubbies do, right?
It has to do with the relatability of what they do, and you get so many over-analysis of these things, you know, where they say, hey, it's genius the way they track with the little kids. It's but I don't know. I think it's just harmless, actually. They carry purses, too, don't they?
I don't know if they carry... Well, if they carry purses, it wouldn't matter because they got two daughters, so it doesn't matter if they carry purses. One of them carries a purse, doesn't he, Rob?
One of them carries a purse. I know because Jeremy, our boss, was actually quick to watch the program.
Right.
Really?
That's Jeremy watches Teletubbies?
Yeah, I'll tell you
British,
why.
It's
right?
British. Yes. Yes. And it's very British.
And he told me about this fantastic show about the little babies that fall down and their stomachs become television. I said, tell me more. And he gave me a video.
And then there's a little baby inside the sunshine, and the sun always comes up, and it's a baby's face that just goes, and it's a real evil-looking baby.
Yeah, I can see, like,
you've seen a little of the Teletubbies.
Well, Jeremy loaned me a tape, and I watched an episode.
Jeremy has tapes of Teletubbies? I mean, listen, I understand Mike watching. He's got two kids that are under 3 years old.
I was telling you that guy I went out with on Friday night, my buddy Brent, was saying he loves the Teletubbies.
It's a frightening program.
It's weird.
It's very frightening.
It's a program that makes me feel... They come out and they got like this artificial set with
I'll watch it now that they say, faggot, bite my butt.
That's the best part.
They have all these little bunny rabbits crawling around. And the one that I saw over the weekend was they all come up and step in a puddle. And then each of them comes up, and you have a little puddle down there.
It's a puddle of what?
It's a... They say, uh-oh, and then, you know, thinky-winky and la-la.
That was the same plot on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Stepping in. That's a very elaborate plot. Let's hear it one more time. Constant repetition. That's one of the big things they do. They repeat and repeat and repeat.
Our thanks to the people at the Old Town Record Mart.
There we go.
For giving us that. Here. You want it for your kid?
Yeah. They don't know the difference. They don't,
Not that they haven't heard Dad say anyway.
Out on the highways and byways.
Get out of my way.
Faggot,
bite my butt.
There's the kid. There's the sunshine that I told you about. That's the little kid's face in the sun up there, you know, just going.
Creepy, man. Very creepy. All right, well, our thanks to them. We've been looking for that for a while. And now we got it. Oh, you know what? Got to do a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray? From last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, Made That Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it. Because otherwise, I've got to question what I'm hearing here.
The Don and Mike Show. Complicated in its simplicity. The Don and Mike Show.
Now let's open up our telephone lines. We'll try something called the Simon Says game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'd like you to have a cell phone. And if you got a cell phone, fantastic. Call us right now at 1-800-636-1067. And then... How about today go into a grocery store?
Okay.
And then it's real simple. You just do whatever we tell you to.
That's it.
Only if Simon says.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do everything that Simon says,
right,
you win some kooky prizes.
Super prizes!
Okay, like tickets to the Lost World, in which we're giving away tickets every hour all this week for the Steven Spielberg movie. And I think, now the boys have come up with this, the boys in the lab. All right, this is our Jurassic Park sound effect.
Okay.
Do I make you horny?
Now, what's he doing there?
Would you identify yourself?
Oh, dear.
Obviously, at least 10 minutes was put into putting that sound effect together, and we thank you, fellas.
Sounds very dinosaur-like.
Okay, so you'll hear that again when it's time to call for the Lost World tickets. Now, call the big show at 1-800-636-1067 if you want to play the Simon Says game. And we'll have you do stuff like sing the Star Spangled Banner and drop and give us 20 and junk like that.
Bark like a dog.
Nothing that will get you tossed out of the store. Maybe. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Lisa.
Oh, are you calling for the Simon Says game?
Heck yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. All right.
Heck yeah, howdy.
All right. We'll go with this before the commercial break.
All right.
Are you at a grocery store right now?
Yeah, I'm standing in front of the door roasting.
What is the name of the chain?
Rayleigh's.
All right, go on inside. You must be calling from California.
Yes, I'm trying to get my son, David Klein.
David!
Okay, I'm in the store.
Okay, you're in the store. Go to the cereal aisle, please.
Oh, God.
Easiest aisle to find in the store. That's a good move.
Are you doing that right now?
I'm going to the cereal aisle.
Well, then you lost your first prize because Simon didn't say go to the cereal aisle.
Oh, and I fell for it, too. I fell for it, too. Oh, no.
See how fun this game is? All right. Simon,
oh, yes.
Simon says go to the poultry aisle.
Okay. Simon says go to the poultry aisle.
Simon says, as you're walking there, sing la 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 very loudly. Simon says, go on, you have to do it.
Come on.
La 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 la.
No, no, no. Simon says louder.
Mom, you gotta sing la 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 la. La 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 la. Okay, we're in the poultry aisle, Simon.
All right, now Simon says, pick up a chicken and say as loud as you can, Mr. Chicken, I love you. Simon says.
Okay. Mr. Chicken, I love you.
Simon says
louder. Look at me like I'm nuts.
Simon says louder.
You're getting me kicked out of the store.
No, we're not. Simon says louder.
Mr. Chicken, I love you.
Simon says, pick up another chicken, cradle it in your arms, and sing Old McDonald. Come on. All right.
McDonald's.
Someone says louder.
Chicken.
You know, give the phone to your kid. Something tells me this will work better with a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Put your son on.
Simon says, put your son on.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name, son?
This is David.
David, how old are you, David?
I'm turning 12 pretty soon.
All right. Bye. Simon says, as loud as you can, look at your mommy and say, who cut the cheese?
Okay.
As loud as you can.
Okay, here I go. Who cut the cheese?
He gets a prize. You've just won a prize, David.
What'd I win?
You win tickets to the Lost World.
To the Lost World?
Yeah, the dinosaur movie.
You know. Oh, cool. I thought it was going to be another Simon Says one.
Oh,
okay,
here's
right. My mom.
So hold on, David.
Yeah?
Do it again.
Okay. Who cut the cheese?
No. Oh,
David,
no.
Simon didn't say.
Oh, Simon didn't say.
Oh, darn.
Darn it. Okay. Hold on, Dave. Hold on. Give David his mom a pair. Give them four tickets, please.
Yeah.
To the whole or however many in their family. Go see the Steven Spielberg movie, The Lost World.
Yes. The children can do it a little better than the adults.
All right. Now, who's this? Baltimore?
Yeah.
Hey, Doug?
Yeah.
Listen, can you hold on through a commercial set?
Sure.
Okay. Great. We'll be right back. We'll get to this. And also, would someone please call the Pope to tell him I wish him a happy birthday.
Simon says, call the Pope.
We'll be right back. More people standing by now to play the wacky game, the Simon Says game.
Hey, Don.
Hi, who's the... Oh, Doug.
Yep.
Diane Baltimore.
All right.
Yeah, aisle 17, feminine hygiene. That's where I'm at right now.
All right.
You're kind of a self-starter there, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got your feminine hygiene, pet supplies all in the same aisle here. This is,
right.
This is nice.
Okay. All right. Well, then Simon says go to the cereal aisle.
The cereal aisle?
Yes. And what is the name of the store that you're at there, Doug?
Metro.
Metro.
Simon says get away from the feminine hygiene products.
Oh, right around the corner. Aisle 15. All right. That's convenient. All right. Here we are. Cereal.
All right. Simon says get a box of Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
Red box, C-A-P-N, Captain.
Captain!
Ah, okay. Which kind? We got,
come on.
We got Crunch and Berries, we got...
Just standard, Simon says, standard Captain Crunch in a red box.
Simon says, speak when
got
you're
it.
Spoken
got
to.
It, got it,
hey,
got it.
Hey, Simon says, speak when you're spoken to.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Simon says...
Yes.
At the top of your lungs, say, Captain Crunch... I want to be your woman.
Captain Crunch, I want to be your woman.
Simon says, take the Captain Crunch cereal, shake it to the left and right, and sing La Cucaracha as loud as you possibly can.
Shake the Captain Crunch and do what again?
Left and right.
Shake it to the left like, you know, like
I got it.
Maracas.
Right.
Like then, maracas and sing La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha. Okay.
You know, la Cucaracha, La Cucaracha. But if you don't know the words, go la, 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 la.
I know the words.
All right, go.
La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha, la, 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 la.
All right, Simon says, louder, scream, I am the love child of Frankenberry.
I am the love child of Frankenberry.
Simon says, now and for, until I tell you to stop, start doing jumping jacks.
Go. Simon says, count off out loud.
One, two, three. Four.
Simon says, now, while still doing jumping jacks, jump up and down the aisle, all the way down to one end and back to the other.
Okay.
Simon says, keep counting.
Okay.
One. All right, that was...
Three.
And Simon says, four. I want you to scream, I want to make love to each individual Cheerio.
I want to make love to each individual Cheerio.
You know, this guy's not doing it loud enough.
Yeah, Simon says louder and keep going up and down. Now, just simply say every time with every jumping jack, Simon says, say, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Now you, hey, you're not doing. You don't. You don't just stop. Keep doing it.
Not loud.
Keep on doing it.
Yes.
All right. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Keep going.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
All right.
I'm
Simon
idiot.
Says.
I'm an idiot.
Simon
I'm
says
idiot.
Stop.
All right.
Simon says go up to the counter. Go okay. Go up and either to a deli counter or to a checkout stand.
Deli counter.
Deli.
Deli counter.
Yeah. Whatever.
Right, let's find the deli counter.
All right. Or just go up to the front desk.
The front desk? Well, there's customer service here.
Who's talking to you?
Some guys around here.
Well, who are they?
I don't know who they are. I'm not paying any attention to them. I'm walking away from them.
Simon says, go up to the front of the store to the express line.
Okay.
Simon says, run! Run! Run!
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Simon says.
Into somebody.
Simon says. First, I want you to say, "I am so sorry I broke wind." Loudly.
I am so sorry I broke wind.
Simon says, "Say loudly, I'm a very, very bad boy."
I'm a very, very bad boy.
Simon says, "Where are you right now?"
Right now, I'm right near the express.
Simon says, walk right up to the express checkout.
Okay.
Tell me when you get there.
All right. I am here, and there's
what
a
is,
couple of them.
What is the person's name at the checkout? Simon says, tell me the person's name.
David.
Simon says, I want you to scream, David, listen to me. And then I want you to sing the Star Spangled Banner as loud as you can. Simon says.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me walk up to him. David, listen to me. I'm going to start. Oh, say, can you see?
Simon says louder.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail.
Simon says, give the phone to David.
What's that?
Simon says, give the phone to the man working in the store.
Okay, hold on a second. David, someone would like to talk to you real quick. 1830. Sound a mic. Hello?
Yes, did he tell you that we're disc jockeys?
Can't hear you.
This man, he's delusional.
I'm sorry, it's so loud.
Mental health? The guy who's in front of you right now, can you keep him there? He is an escaped patient. Hello, David.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting...
All right, David...
Dave is so busy ringing people up there.
David, do you see Doug standing in front of you?
Yeah.
All right, I want to ask you a question. Do you have any animals in the store? He's made love to 3 poodles already today. I want you to... Can you keep him right there? Has he been singing loudly in your store?
31, man. May I have your zip code number, please?
He's just turning them through. It's that express line.
And I hate that when they ask for the zip code.
Yeah.
That's personal information that they don't need to sell me a package of hot dogs.
Most stores don't need half the information they require.
David?
Yes?
Is this the Metro Market? Hello, David. David, I'm a federal officer. Answer the questions. David.
David, are you there?
Yeah.
The man directly in front of you, Doug, is an escaped mental patient.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I don't think he believes you. I don't think he believes you.
Give the phone back to Doug, please.
That's right. You ought to have Doug go to that front area and repeat everything you tell him to say.
I shall.
To all the people checking out.
Doug.
I'm going to stand up on one of those benches.
Hello. David.
Doug, do you have the phone now?
Sounds like nobody has the phone.
Huh. David?
Hello?
Yeah?
Give the phone back to Doug.
Okay.
Thank goodness. Oh, wow.
I'm here.
I liked it better when we had the 12-year-old kids saying, my mommy cut the cheese.
Yeah.
Listen, that's a good thing for you to say. Go to the front of the store. Is this Doug again?
Yeah.
Doug, Simon says go to the front of the store.
Where, stand, like the doors are and stuff?
Yes. Stand up on a counter and say as loudly as you can, and this time it'll be for a prize, my mommy cut the cheese.
Okay.
Say it, and I mean as...
Stand on what? Like, what kind of counter?
Yeah, they have benches usually up on the
okay,
front.
I'm on a bench.
Stand on one of those benches.
I'm on a bench.
Okay, Simon says as loud as you can, my mommy cut the cheese.
As loud as you can, and say it like a baby.
My mommy cut the cheese.
We
did it.
We got a winner. We got us a winner. Simon says you win tickets to the premiere of our movie, The Lost World.
Okay.
Now, Simon says I'll give you tickets to see Aerosmith if you do it again, but even louder.
And even more like a baby.
Mommy says I'm a bad boy. Mommy says I cut the cheese.
That's right.
Say my mom. Say that again.
My mommy says I cut the cheese, and say it even more like a baby, and even.
My mommy says I cut the cheese.
Yeah. I got another one. Now, is this normal behavior at the Metro Market in Baltimore? You know,
I'm getting all kinds of looks.
That guy sounded like
I am right in front of like 12 checkouts, and they're all packed.
Simon says, say to David, the checkout guy, that you love him. In your baby voice, say, me love you, David.
Me love you. And that's what you have to say. Me love you.
You say...
I love David.
Say, me love you.
That's right. Look at him and say, me love you.
David.
Okay.
Go.
Me love you, David.
He's not paying any attention to me.
Now, standing up there, Simon says, at the top of your lungs, say, Merry Christmas from the Don and Mike Show. And I mean, scream it out.
Like a
Merry
baby.
Merry Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
And say it like a baby.
Like a baby.
Merry Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Didn't sound much like a baby.
Is that like a baby?
It's the closest we're going to get here with Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bizarro. Okay. Bizarro Doug.
Doug?
What?
What's happening there now, Doug?
What was that, Doug?
People like running out the door.
Wonder why.
Wow.
Listen, you've won the tickets to The Lost World and also tickets for Aerosmith.
Cool.
On Saturday, August 2nd. Tickets currently on sale for the Aerosmith tour.
All right.
Now, who is that?
That was me.
Oh, all right. That guy's giving me a headache.
I know. There's something about him.
Hello.
It's a too willing, I guess.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Rena.
You know, this might work better with a girl. Are you in a grocery store?
Yeah, I am. I'm in Giant.
Okay.
I'm in Fairfax.
Oh, goodness. I'd like to have you say all the same stuff that guy. It's like me cut the cheese.
Are you a good singer?
I used to be. I used to be when I was a kid.
Could ever sing I Cut the Cheese like an opera singer.
I'm sorry?
Simon says, sing I Cut the Cheese at the top of your lungs like an opera singer.
In what section? Just where I'm at right now?
Yeah, where you're at right now. Simon says do that.
Okay. Can you say the sentence one more time,
real quick? You want to sing it like, I cut the cheese, and sing it like that.
Really loud, too,
you
right?
As loud as you can, Simon says.
All right.
Where exactly are you in the grocery store right now?
In the produce section.
Ah, beautiful.
All right. But just the chicken.
All right.
No, you did it right into the telephone.
Simon says, hold the phone away from your mouth and really project.
Yeah, you could even lay it down like on top of cantaloupes or something.
Well, I'm right in front of the grape.
All right, Simon says, put the phone in the grapes, and then, loud as you can, like an opera lady, sing I Cut the Cheese.
With your arms out wide.
Okay, hold on one second.
Simon says... All right, Simon,
what's that?
Simon says, scream real loud, I did it with Frank Gifford.
Okay.
Let's see you do that.
I did it with Frank Gifford!
Now, there you go.
There you go.
All right, no more Simon Says. You win the tickets for The Lost World.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. So what do you do? Hold on.
Oh, how do I get in? Hold on, and we'll tell you. We'll see you Friday morning.
Okay.
We're gonna put you right next to Doug.
You notice nobody coming up to her. People scattering. People running away, yeah. Doing their grocery shopping.